Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. We got Big Ernie back on here. He's been gone for a while, and I see Brother D ain't on here to do his prayer. So you know how that go. We, even if they not on here, we gonna keep on rolling. Me and Ernie, we shoot from the hip. We was just in the private room talking, and I'll tell you what we was talking about in just a minute. But we finna get the show on. We want to thank everybody for coming on, and I just say God bless all of us. And Brother D, when I see you, I might have to find out, can you really fight for real, brother? I might have to find out. Because you ain't on the show to do your prayer today, so. Well, you're on here, but you didn't hit the one button, so evidently. You know, he is. Maybe he's sick. I'm going to give him an alibi.
It's a terribly cold winter day. So I think the best thing we can do is probably build some heat talking racing, because we're not going to build anywhere else. Boy, I tell you, it's some kind of cold. This is Ernie with CompuGuard Nitrous Oxide Systems, bringing you some information, some help. What do you need to get your combination right, make it happen without tearing everything up? A little bit of information can go a long ways. And information is the most expensive thing you can buy. If you don't think so, don't ask for information. Tear things up till you learn, or somebody goes, you know, I'd move that wire. So give me a call. I'll help you with what you got. If you got new combinations coming up, new cars, give me a call. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Anyway, it's been a while since I've been on. I almost forgot how to talk. So, yeah, if I make a mistake, you know, y'all correct me. I know Doug will. One of the things I've seen in the last couple of weeks, or you know, several, but we'll talk about some of the easy ones, ground wires. And not only you've got to ground the stuff, you've got to run the right size ground to it. If you're running a ground to your starter, to the chassis, and you put a number 10 wire on there, it's not going to work. It's going to burn that wire up. If you're lucky, it doesn't burn the starter up, but it's going to burn it up. You're going to get a sluggish and if you hold it in, you're going to burn it up. Simple solution. Go down and get you a number 2, number 4, piece of wire. Heck, you can get those at AutoZone. Walmart's even got them. The flat braided ones are actually the best, but hard to find those anymore. So make sure you got a good, solid, clean ground on the chassis. Go to the starter. It's got that stud sticking out. Clean that stud off. Put it on there. Put a new washer and a new nut on there. Do not use any used bolts, nuts in your electrical system, because they have been oxidized. They've gotten hot. They're rusted. Especially the nylock nuts. You can have those and not even have a ground at all because of the nylon that's in there. So pay attention to that and make sure you check it out. Okay, let's go back to fuel cells. Gentleman called, car cutting off about 500 foot. We went over everything to look at. Yeah. Have you pulled your fuel filter? Well, no. Well, let's pull the fuel filter and see what you got. Next thing, it was, let's pull the foam out of the fuel cell. All kind of trash in there. Now, trash comes from everywhere. You can buy brand new fuel, and in the process of manufacturing, it can get some trash in it. You've got it open, you're pouring it in there, you've got your funnel open, a leaf gets in there, a bug gets in there. I pulled the fuel pumps out, took them apart, that had the big blue screen in the inlet side, to find out that they had a wasp in there and all kind of trash around it. You're not going to get the flow you want with a restriction. Get those restrictions out, put a new filter in there, clean the filter you got, check your foam, make sure your foam's good. If not, replace the foam. It's not that expensive, and it can make your fuel cell last another 5 years. All right, where are we going now? Front brakes. Front brakes are one of the most important part of your race car. Number one, it steers the race car. The back wheels drive the race car. If you have old spindles, old bearings, take them off, get new bearings, clean them up. If the spindle shows that it's got wear on it, replace it. Well, I'm only going an eighth of a mile. What's it going to really do? Well, if it cuts that spindle off, you're not going to have any steering, and it's going to go the other way. You know, check it, make sure. On spindles, just today, I loaded up had to have been a 10,000-pound axle going to a racer to go under his trailer because the bearing seized up and galled up the spindle on his trailer. He had to buy a new one. I'm going to tell you, new axles with spindles and brakes are not cheap at all, especially if they're the torsional spindles. If you've got a torsional axle and there's a problem with it or something you want to add to it, do not weld in the first 6 inches of the axle. That torsional axle and assembly is in there. It's kind of like a motor mount. It's poured in around it. It sets up. It's hard. You heat it up, and it's going to cause that spindle, because of the load factor, to squat. And when it squats, now you're going to have a tire that's running off caster and camber. You're going to tear your tires up. You're going to hurt your trailer and not have to buy another axle assembly. Axle assemblies are not cheap. This axle assembly was fully loaded, literally slide it in place, put the two bolts in it, lock it down, roughly $2,500. Could have been solved with servicing the trailer. I know, it's too cold out there right now. And I can understand that. But put that on the top of your list. Messing with your race car is a fun thing. Messing with your trailer is a PIA, a pain in the ass. None of us want to do it. But it's not that hard to do. If you got a double axle trailer, get you a couple of 2x12s, cut it at a 45-degree angle, stack them up in front of the axle you're going to work with, drive that wheel up. Now, when you drive that wheel up, the wheel and tire behind it is going to be loose. So you're going to have to use a jack. Take it off, do it, put it back on, put your wood to the other, your ramp to the tire you just fixed, pull the other one off. an impact wrench, a couple pieces of wood, a can of grease, and cleaner. Because you need to get flush all the grease out of those things. And while you're in there,
hey,
look
Ernie,
at the seals, look at the brakes. Yes, sir.
Ernie, when you take the big nut off, when you say repack it, Ernie, how do you do it? Do you have to take the big nut off and pull the bearings and stuff out there and put grease in there? Is that how you repack it? How you repack that, Ernie?
Absolutely. Pull the big right. nut off, take the Carter key out, pull the big nut off, just give it a wobble, and that washer and the bearing will come out to you. Have a little bucket there, put it in the bucket, pull the whole rim and everything off. You can see the brakes. You can see the back bearing and seals, and you can repack them. Real
now,
simple.
Ernie,
you can
how
do
tight,
it with
how tight do you pull the tighten back up, Ernie? How tight? Some people say, I've seen somebody tighten up, Ernie, where the damn wheel wouldn't hardly roll because they say it'll make its own tightness. How tight should you tighten, Ernie?
Run it down till it makes good contact. And when it mm-hmm. makes contact, know where your pin hole is located. I usually will give it about a quarter of a turn and then back it up until that hole lines up and I can put the Carter key in. Bend the Carter key over. The first time you use it, it's going to be a little stiff, but as everything gets seated again, it's going to work fine.
Okay.
Back to you, sir.
Oh, no, that's good. I just wanted to get that while we was on it, Ernie, because I never did know how.
Okay.
I see some people adjust them. We good. Go ahead.
Well, they do the same thing on the race car. I've seen people go out there and take the wheel bearings out, knock them out, grease them, put them back in, and it looks like they're using a 16-inch pipe wrench and just get down on them. And you can watch them when they go to the starting line dragging that wheel. Oh, it'll break itself in. It might, but it's going to wear your tire out first. So you're going to drag that puppy down the track and back up the return road, and then you're going to be SOL. So, the little things, they mean a lot. Check the back of your car for any rust. Check your ham joints, the bolts on your ham joints. Anything that you can wiggle, touch, put your hand on it, see if it rattles, bang it, look for any abnormal wear. If you've got any abnormal wear, and I mean if you have any, not just a little, if you have any abnormal wear, it's telling you that there's a problem, and if you don't get and fix it, pay some attention to it, it's going to get awful lonesome, and then it's going to come apart. So fix it first. It's a whole lot easier. It's a whole lot cheaper. And in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you blow a tire, it's over. And some of these weather, these temperatures we're having now affect the tire rubber on your car. It can affect the rubber on your trailer. It can affect the race car itself. Everything's going to get so hard that it can harden up if you've got the tire sitting in the trailer on the tires. It's going to get a flat spot on it. It may not come back out when you jack it up and you want to go make a pass. In your shop, same thing. Jack it up. Put some stands under it. Leave it. You're ready to go. Save you $700 from having to buy a new set. All right. Let's see. Next thing.
I got one more. Got one more. Got one more on that, Ernie. Ernie.
Okay.
Got one more on that on the tire. Now, Ernie, if you tell me the reason I asked you that question, you tell me I packed the grease inside there and put the big nut on there. Now, I have seen where the dust cap came off, Ernie, and it throws doggone grease everywhere. Is that that grease that's coming out of there? I mean, where that grease coming
yes.
from, Ernie?
If you've got a buddy bearing, that's where the cap that's got the little grease fitting in it. Remember that fitting only greases the outside bearing, not the inside bearing. So, yes, what will happen is people will pump that in there, and they get too much in there. It builds up pressure going on the road, or they don't get it in right, and it pops off, there's your grease. It's going to come out, especially if it's got too much pressure on it, and it's going to sling it everywhere.
Okay.
Back to you, sir.
Go ahead. No, you're good. Go ahead, man. I just want to get better. If we're talking about that, I want to get it while we were talking about it. Yes, sir.
Okay, I forgot where I was.
You'll catch up.
Yeah. But, you know, there's so many things we got to do. Check your fire suits. Check your helmets. If you don't have a fire suit, now I've already posted the new requirements on fire suits, helmets, and pans for your car, diapers. If you fall under those numbers, you need to get you one. I know the diapers are cheap. The helmet's expensive. Your fire suit is expensive. But if it saves your life, it's cheaper than a visit to the emergency room, especially with a in the burn ward, getting stupid expensive real quick. If they have to air flight you out, you're almost looking at $60,000 when the bird sets down. So pay attention. Get your stuff. Make sure that the carburetor pan that seals off to the scoop is made out of approximately 80 thousandths to 100 thousandths rigid aluminum, not sheet metal, rigid aluminum. So when you put it in place and you push down on the back edges, front edges, it doesn't bob down some. Because a lot of guys hook their scoop in place and push it down to lock it in and then put the hood on there. And what happens then is that on the thin sheet metal deals, the lightweight pans, it will push them down enough to hit the linkage arm on your throttle linkage, and it'll go wide open. But when you turn it loose, it won't cut off. Easy to check, easy to fit. You know, check yours. If it's got that, pull the one you got off, get you a piece of thicker or stiffer aluminum, and stop signs work. Or if you can find a used stop sign from DOT or something like that, that is some of the best aluminum you can use. It's great. But don't go find a sign and take it. That doesn't work. All right, dog. Back to you, sir.
Good intro there, honey. Good intro. But going back to them grounds, honey, is aluminum a good ground? Is aluminum a good ground?
Aluminum is a terrible ground. Aluminum by itself, acting as a ground, is a non-conductive. It creates resistance, and the aluminum will burn away from the contact point.
So, honey, how you do it to your intakes and your heads and stuff? Honey, if you got aluminum heads or aluminum intake, and they be grounding them to the intake and the heads and stuff, that's a bad ground?
It could be a bad ground, but that ground is better than nothing. And I would prefer seeing two grounds on the motor, one going to the block and one going to the heads, and check and make sure that they're tight. Reach down there and grab the wire and see if it wiggles. If it wiggles, fix it. And if it wiggles again, replace it, because it's eating it away. The corrosion caused by the AC-DC interface eats away that aluminum. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, going back to that ground. Okay, I don't have a pigtail to put on there. You know how you stick my wire in there and then put it on top of screw or something. Now, I'm just wrapping it around some, Ernie. When I wrap it around something like that, should I put a washer on top of it before I put the screw on there? Or what's the best way to do it if I don't have a thing, if I just got to use the bare wire to grab it? What's the best way to
do it? Emergency situation only.
Uh-huh.
Strip your wire. Make sure that you don't nick the wire. You can do the wrap on it. Put a washer underneath it. Put a washer on top of it and make sure that the washer doesn't get on the insulation of the wire. Because if it does, it's going to try to make the ground there, which you could be a lost ground. Tighten it up. Go do what you need to do. When you get back home to the shop, replace it. Or put your proper end on it and put it back in place. Back to you, sir.
All right, honey, me and you both old. Me and you both fossils. We old folks, honey. Honey, did you know until last week, honey, just last week now, I didn't know, honey, that the cars today, today's cars and stuff, got different windshield wipers, honey. I thought back in the day we got a windshield wiper pack with two windshields in there, wipers in there, and they were the same size. We put them on there. Explain this you know, mismatched windshield wiper size, honey. I didn't know that the last week, honey.
It's the engineers trying to make up for a screw up. If you've got two windshield wipers, you could have a long one and a short one. You've got three windshield wipers, you can have three different lengths. And make sure that you take your windshield, I mean your wipers in with you and have them match them up, because they don't come in pairs anymore. See, that's one of those things that, you know, they used to cost $10 a pair, $12. No. They're probably $18, $20 a piece, $25 a piece, and you come one at a time. Yes.
Yes.
So don't buy the wrong one. Mm-hmm. Get them right, put them on. And if you've got a windshield wiper that is tearing or something, you know, replace it. Don't keep running it. You can get by with it, yes, in an emergency situation. But if the bare metal gets to that windshield, you're going to have a rainbow dug into your windshield. If you're in a situation to where you've got one that's coming apart, take a shop rag or a towel, cut your section out of it, put it underneath the windshield wiper assembly. Then, as it goes back and forth, it's going to wipe the window. It ain't going to hurt the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets to the point where you can't see, pull over, cut you another piece, put it up there. Now, don't go putting a wad up there, because you got to remember, you've got to kind of balance things out. You can't just put 5 pounds of rags up there and hope it's going to work. No, it's just enough slit, maybe an inch wide, stick it underneath the windshield wiper. That should get you 100, 150 miles down the road. Back to you, sir.
All right, honey. Stick with these windshield wipers. And because of this cold weather, you find out a lot of stuff you might not know. Now, Ernie, we know you got a defroster. We got a defroster for your windshield, Ernie. Now, I have seen where the defroster for the windshield was working, but the wiper blades was froze. Is that possible? Or do the defroster pose the defroster wiper blades too, Ernie?
The wiper blades will freeze solid. Your windshield wiper, or your windshield defroster is on the inside of the windshield. So it's a separation. What you're going to need to do is, if you're in an area that has a situation where you're freezing, you need to cover them up with a towel, the windshield and the wipers, get you some spray called Heat, and you can spray that on them. That'll get you where you can use them. And take them and just spray Heat on them, and with your gloves, squeeze them straight in and out, and that's going to break the ice up. It's going to go away. Then you're going to probably need the heat inside the lock tumblers to get you in, unless you have an electric car. If you have an electric car, it's lovely. It costs a lot of money to haul an electric car to a place that's got a charger, because a lot of these chargers aren't working in the cold weather. And let's say you've got a good battery. Hey, it'll charge up to 100% in a warm day. Well, then you get where your temperature is 0, 10 below, that type of deal. The maximum charge you're going to get on that car is 30%. And do not run your heater or defroster. That comes off the battery charge. So when it comes off the battery charge, you get ready to go somewhere, you may only have 10 miles on full charge. So be real careful, because I can promise you there ain't but one or two outfits that I know that will go out with a diesel generator and charge up the Teslas or any of the cars like that. And it's expensive to get them to come out and charge it up. But, you know, they got what they wanted. Now it's starting to show its true self. you know, we've all complained about it. Electric is great in the summer, but it ain't worth a toot anywhere else. And they're not even telling you what it's costing you to operate that car. It's expensive. It boils down to, on a Tesla, for a yearly average, your electricity is going to cost you about $17 a gallon on the equal equation. The amount of BTUs out of one, out of the other, how long it's going to last. So they ain't free anywhere. Back to you, sir.
Hold on. I got a couple of hands up. This look like the Hitman, 770-4485. Hitman, that's you with that noise? That Mike here. Okay, I think he might have hit it by accident.
Hey, Mike.
Okay. He might have hit it by accident because he got too much noise to be hitting it. But anyway, Ernie, back to Ernie Wren's cold weather tips. See, Ernie, we don't learn a lot of this stuff until that weather really get us because we down south. We don't have to go through this here. But, Ernie, I got an old car, which, you know, a lot of people got old cars. They don't want to admit it. And I got a key, Ernie. Shoot, I went out there this morning, and I couldn't get my key in my thing. What am I going to do, Ernie? I can't get my key in my lock on my car, Ernie.
When it's extremely cold like it was this morning, your key slot and your key are made out of different materials. It's very possible you can have one that gets down and it seizes, it won't go in. If you've got a can of heat, you can give it a little spray in there, put some on your key, slide her in there, she'll be absolutely fine. See, the door jams the same way. Now, on the older cars, while we're on the older cars, if you're running this stock A-frames, spindles, everything up front, you need to take them out and replace them with the hard ones. Because those
old ones
are
20 years
old.
What that got to do with my question with the keys, honey? What that got to do with my key question? You ain't through with my key question.
You know my brain goes over here and over yonder. So,
hey, we're talking about the doggone keys, man. We ain't talking about no spindle.
All right. You don't have any heat or any spray. Take your cigarette lighter, heat your key up, slide it in there. Does it turn? Because you've got five tumblers in there. And those have got to come down. If one is sticky because of the cold, if the grease is holding it up and it won't go up properly, that heat the key, it'll go in, let it sit there for a minute, and then crank it up. Back to you, sir.
Well, we got to open the door first before we crank it up. Now, Ernie, I just read the reason I asked you that because I read and I didn't know nothing about it. They said the thing you wash your hand with, the little thing we wash. They said if you got a little ball of that sanitizing stuff, you can skeet it in there too because it contains alcohol or something. It'll defrost it too.
It contains ethanol.
It also
contains a lot of silicon oils, and the problem you have with that is it starts getting really thick. So in really cold weather, that stuff can be like molasses or tar.
It may or may not work.
So you just got to be careful with it. And I've used that stuff for all kinds of things. You know, it works good. It works. It's a really good penetrating oil. So, you know, it's got its uses. Back to you, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, Ernie, I live up there in Maryland, you know, so I ain't too smart, Ernie. So I come out there this morning, and my windshield was covered with snow and ice, Ernie. So I ain't the smartest thing, so I'm saying, okay, snow and ice, I need to melt this off. I went in their house and got me some boiling water and throw it on the windshield. What did I mess up, Ernie? Did I mess up?
You definitely messed up. Get the snow off of it, and then... Start working on the ice with a scraper. If you throw that water on that windshield, you're going to get a thermal shock, and it's going to break the windshield. So never put hot water on any windshield. If it's cold, you know, if it's cold and you get your hose pipe, and, hey, I got the hose pipe in my shop, you run it out there and rinse it off. If it's cold enough, you just build up probably a half inch of ice, and then it's not going to work. So easiest thing to do is get you a windshield cover, lay it over it, and preferably a one that will cover the front windshield and the back. So it's easy enough that you can grab that, you can peel it off, now you can see where you're going. And don't make stupid mistakes. If you can't drive in that weather, you're not used to that snow, your car doesn't have snow tires, don't go out. I know you might have a job, but it's better not to go out and call in than it is having a wreck. The black ice is extremely dangerous. Back to you, sir.
All right, I'm finna stay on this weather because, you know, we get good weather, bad weather, and cold weather, and we didn't had it. And maybe these tips might be too late, but it still might help somebody. Now, Ernie, a lot of people, maybe down south, we ain't used to it. We might get some snow or some ice or something that build up on our headlights, Ernie. I don't, you know, some of these people got these headlights with sending thing where the ice can get in there and stay there, Ernie. So when you go out there and you use your headlights without cleaning them out, Ernie, do your headlights get hot enough to melt the snow or ice around your headlights?
If you have the halogen-style headlights, yes. They produce a lot of heat. If you have the LED, LCD headlights, no. They're just a diode that is lighting up. It's producing light because it's using that heat to make light, and the unit itself is absorbing that. If you've got a problem with your house, go get your hair dryer. Put it on it. You can leave. If you're in a situation where you're that cold, that much snow, that much ice, make sure you got a block heater on your car. That's going to keep your water, your radiator, and water pump, everything from freezing. When you crank the car up, it's already 140 degrees. So you turn on your heater, your defroster, they instantly work. You don't have to mess around with them. The heaters are not expensive. You can get them online. Christ, you can get them all kind of places. And also remember that super cold weather affects the viscosity of your oil. The colder it gets, the thicker your oil gets. You may crank up and not have any oil pressure because the pump can't pump it. So you've got to have that heater to keep the oil nice and lubricated. So, well, not lubricated, but heat enough to it will lubricate. And then, again, that's another situation where you've solved a problem beforehand. And they're probably $100. You probably find them cheaper than that online, but it's well worth it. Go out there, plug it in at night. Come back the next morning, you're ready to go. You don't have any delays. Everything works. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, let's shift gears now. We done did enough hot and cold weather stuff. It was some good tips to me, I think. Ernie, is it a different type of oil that you're supposed to use in a big block versus a small block? Is it a different type of oil versus big block versus small block or vice versa?
No, it's the same oil. The level of viscosity of the oil is dependent upon what their engine builder is building. The new Corvettes, the 2024 Corvettes, have a 0.16 weight oil. So you can't use that in a regular race car, in a regular car. Just because it's in their high-performance car, you can't put it in yours. The motors and the bearings and clearances in those motors is so tight that if it was thick oil, it wouldn't lubricate the bearings. So they got the special oil, runs it through there, it lubricates, it goes, flows through everything like it should have. So don't just, he's got a Corvette, he's using this, I'm going to go get some. Well, get you some bearings and all kind of stuff, because as soon as it gets hot, it's probably going to eat the bearings out of it. It's going to spin the bearing. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. Still on that oil stuff. Tall oil filter or short oil filter. Pros and cons of either one or what? What's the difference in tall and short, Ernie?
I have seen tests on the tall and short with the same weight oil. The capacity, as far as the volume that can go in, be filtered, and come back out, between a short one and a big one is just about the same. Just get you a good filter, one that you can use. I mean, if I've got room for it, I'm going to use a call filter. That's me. But if, there's a whole lot of these cars out here today, you can't put a big filter on unless you go to a remote mm-hmm. filter kit. And mm-hmm. it's not worth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to you, sir.
All right, honey. Y'all, I thought you was going to answer the next question. I was getting nervous. I started to cut you off, but I was getting nervous. Expensive filter, Ernie, or cheap filter? I'm talking about race cars now. I'm talking about race cars now. Race cars now, Ernie. Cheap filter or expensive filter?
You get what you pay for. You buy a cheap filter, like a Fram, store brand, like that, take it apart, look at the way it's made, you won't put it on your car. The more expensive ones have thicker walls, better seals. The bypass works totally different. They have a metal spring in the bottom for your pressure poppet. A lot of the inexpensive ones have a piece of cardboard down there. So, no, I'm going to buy me a good one.
Okay,
back
Ernie.
To you, sir.
I'm going to have to agree with what you said, but I'm going to disagree with you, Ernie. And that's why I changed it, and I said race cars. Normally, a race car guy changes his oil every time he go to the track and come back home. So, Ernie, you have said it in your long speeches before that the expensive oil filters catches a lot of stuff. The cheap ones might not catch as much stuff and don't hinder the interference going through there. So, Ernie, why can't I buy me an old cheap Purelator for $6 or $7 instead of buying a K&N for $20 or $25 when I'm going to change it as soon as I get home anyway? Talk to me.
Okay, let's take that cheap filter.
Okay.
It may only have an 80 micron element in it, where
okay.
a good filter is going to have a 10 micron element in it. It's going to catch more trash coming through the filter. And
okay.
Again, if you're changing the oil, you need to take your oil filter, cut it open, pull out the insides, open it up, just open the fan up. Do you see any material
yep.
in there? You may not
yep,
have
yep.
to replace your oil every time.
Mm-hmm. But they do, though.
Yes.
But my point on making it, Ernie, though, you just like you said. But just like you said, Ernie, the reason I was saying that was you said it catches more stuff. To me, that means it stops up quicker. You already said back in the day, Fram was a damn good one, one of the best we ever had back in the day on it, but it used to catch real too much
yeah.
stuff. And so if it catches more stuff on it, ain't it more prone to stop up quicker?
Well, the faster it stops up, the more uh-huh. it's going to get to 100% cycle, meaning
uh-huh.
that you put it on and it's at 5%, it catches some trash and all of a sudden it starts stopping up. The more it stops up, the more efficiency it gets. So all of a sudden, you have a filter that stopped up. Now you don't have any oil. The oil filter has a bypass in it. As the pressure builds up, that bypass will open up and allow the oil to go by it, unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times on oil filters, you may be running 60-70% of the time with that bypass open. Now, the only ones that you can make a difference is the Obergs, the Aero ones, the bolt together ones that's got the screens in them. You can get single screen, two screens, you know, pre-filter, all kind of stuff. That will catch all the trash. You undo four bolts and you take out those screens and you see what your oil looks like. Clean it.
Okay, Ernie.
Put it back in. You're ready to go.
Okay, Ernie. We got these expensive cars. We got these expensive cars, and they're running this expensive-ass oil. They're changing it every time they leave the track, and some people are changing it after every round, Ernie. How much dirt and stuff can it get in there? Where the dirt and stuff coming from to get in your engine if you're on the racetrack and you just on the racetrack and going back to your pits? How much dirt can you accumulate that to make a difference or hurt some between that oil change?
As far as dirt-wise, zero.
Yeah.
Most of your problem is going to come from compressed bearings. If you got main caps that are rattling, and you're going to start getting particulate in the oil. make sure you got a magnetic oil plug so you can pull it out and look at it. But if I've got somebody that's changing oil every time they make a pass, I want his oil. Because it ain't hurt.
Okay. Right.
Back to you, sir.
All right, honey. You're doing a damn good job today. Everybody didn't know you got drunk last night, but you got sober now. And okay, Ernie, pros and cons, differs in Davos. I monkey see, monkey do, but don't say that. Those people said we're getting racist. We said that. Anyway, dry sump versus wet sump, Ernie. Explain what a dry sump and a wet sump is first, and then the pros and cons of dry sump versus wet sump.
Okay, and this is a fairly important thing. Dry sump kits can be fairly expensive. Yeah, let's say you've got a 450 car.
Explain what that is. Ernie, explain what both of these first before you get into it.
All right. A dry sump is driven off of the crank over to a pump assembly, a vacuum pump, that creates a low pressure in the engine. And any crankcase pressure that builds up in the engine, it's sucked down there with whatever oil is present. You have to have a balance vent regulator on the other rear valve cover. So if you've got it on the passenger side front, you want to go to the driver's side rear and put your regulator on there. That way you can set how much vacuum that you're allowing that pump to run. If it pulls too much vacuum, it can pull it all the way from the crankshaft, all the way from the cams, lifters, major problem. Now, your wet sump is basically a Chevrolet, Ford, your oil pump. You got your oil pump inside the oil pan. You got the filter hanging on the outside. And it comes through, comes up, and lubricates everything. Now, why do we want to go with a dry sump system? A dry sump system is going to keep the oil away from the crankshaft and the rods. So by doing that, you're not losing horsepower to the oil sloshing on the crankshaft and the rods. So there's an advantage if you're going to pick up some horsepower. Is it going to be better? Not necessarily. Your regular wet sump comes from your sump up to your oil pump, from the oil pump out, filter back into the motor. It does a great job. No problem at all. Now, if you say, I want to put a dry sump system on my motor, God, they're expensive. No. You're thinking wrong. Go down to a U-Pullet or a junkyard, find a late model car, look over on the passenger side, and you're going to see a vacuum pump. Because the new cars don't have a cam profile, because they have that VRD or whatever it is, to make enough vacuum, so they have a pump that makes the vacuum. Take that pump, take the vacuum pan, mount everything up, run your can as a sump, put it over there, put your vent on the backside. You just saved yourself well over $1,000. We don't all need the high dollar oil systems. Sometimes you just get, like you say, somebody sees somebody with one, and they got to have one, and then the next one sees that, and they got to have one, and none of them know why they're doing it or what's the advantage or disadvantage. Because if you're running a vacuum pump off your crankshaft, you have parasitic drag running that pump. So you're losing some horsepower because of the drag, but you're gaining a little bit of horsepower because of moving the oil away from the crankshaft. Now, and also with some of these big motors, they don't want any oil in the crankcase. They want it as clean as it can in case it kicks the rods out. If it kicks the rods out on a dry sump system, there's no oil in that sump. Good chance you're not going to have a major problem. You could have, but it's going to be greatly reduced. A wet sump, you knock the rods out, You're supposed to have a diaper on your car. It catches it. You get off the race surface. It's time to fix your motor. That's the main reason, the main thing there, dog. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Ernie, brand new motor, Ernie. Brand new motor. How do you blow a head gasket on a brand new motor, Ernie? How would you blow a head gasket on a brand new motor?
Well, first thing, if you got a brand new motor, get you a prime piece, or get you an old distributor and take it apart. And you want to use the shaft and the collar so you can put a drill back there and oil everything. Failure on startup with a new motor, clearances was wrong. You've got your push rods, your rock rods and everything adjusted wrong. So when it goes to lift, it pushes the valve into the piston. Never take a brand new motor, hook it up, and then spin it over with your starter. That is an absolute sure way that you're going to break something. Now, you have, and every manufacturer has, what's called a torque to spec, or torque to move. And you take your torque wrench, and you put it on the crankcase hub, and you pull it, and that torque on that crankcase should not exceed the manufacturer standards. If it is, something's too tight.
Mm-hmm.
Find it, fix it, but lube everything up on your rockers and push rods, some white lithium grease or red lithium grease, put it on there, put it on the valve tops, make sure that it doesn't run into a situation of seizing a valve. So that's one of the main reasons why you don't want to crank it up before you have rotated it completely.
Okay, honey. What if you got it together and you crank it up? What if you got it together and you crank it up? Would ribbon it, would over ribbon it blow a head gasket?
Can it blow a head gasket? Yeah, if the motor's cold. But if it blows a head gasket on a brand new motor, you either got a block surface or a head surface that's not flat, or you didn't torque the head bolts down. That's usually the only thing that's going to cause you to blow a head gasket at that point. But you're not running nitrous. You're not, you know, if you're running a blower or a turbocharger, yeah, you're going to swing that up. But if you've got a nitrous motor, no, you don't have that kind of problem. If you do, it's a physical problem where you didn't check everything or something got by you. Back to you, sir.
All right. Now, Ernie, the guys was on the morning show arguing about racing gas and zinc and all that stuff in it. And we know most of the gas now, the ZR1 or whatever it is, they might have the zinc. But Ernie, is it more critical to run better oil in a small block, a high power small block, than it is a high power or a big block? Is it more critical on the oil?
No, it's critical on both of them. Use the quality oil, and it's got all the zinc, the magnesiums, the phosphates, the additives to make it live. What happens if you use just regular oil and you've got, let's say, a high-compression motor? When the oil gets between the rods and the crankshaft and you get the top of the stroke, it's squeezing that puppy down as hard as it can, and if you're not careful, it can destroy the molecular structure of the oil. It has 180 degrees. It does the same thing on the bottom side. So using good oil is advantageous to buying it. Now, if you're changing oil every time, it ain't gonna make no difference. You can buy additives that have the phosphates and magnesium and then all that other zincs and everything else in it, and you can put it in there. And cause like I say, you're only going an eighth of a mile. Come on, guys. It's not like we're doing 500 miles or driving to Texas. You know, you're idling, you're getting up to temperature, 160 degrees, you stage in, you're ready to go, you turn the button loose, 1, 2, 3, 4, you shut it off. Now, a lot can happen in those 4 or 5 seconds, but if you keep track of everything, wear, tear, play, shaking stuff back and forth. If you got too much clearance in the sides of the bearings, when's the last time you pulled your axles out and looked at them? When's the last time you pulled your input shaft on your transmission and looked at it? Some of that stuff will scare you. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. Shaft rockers, Ernie, or stud girdles? Pros, cons, or whatever?
I prefer shaft rockers. I've used stud girdles, and they are the most aggravating thing to work with. You go to adjust the valves.
I disagree.
You tighten it up, and all of a sudden, one of them is wrong. One of them is right. This one's wrong. You can't go back in there without doing something without everything else. The rocker assemblies are requirements are that the bosses in the heads can stand that strength that you're putting to them. Now, if you're running aluminum heads and you don't have the right bosses in there, make the change. But me personally, I mean, actually, I've run both. They both work great. I've had the ones that had the horseshoe and the two nuts. I've had the ones that the Moroso that clamped together and the four bolts and all of them. I ran every one of them. Go ahead.
Which one you got to adjust the most, Ernie? Which one you got to adjust the most?
If everything is put together, you're probably going to have to adjust the shaft rockers more than the stud girdles. Because stud girdles use every valve to hold it in place and to keep the studs from wiggling. So you've got clamps and you got from one to the other one, you got support all the way across the motor. You got to keep more check on with a shaft.
So why the steering wheel you say is a hassle then? Why you say the steering wheel is a hassle then?
Because to me, it's a hassle when I go to adjust things. You've got to have the wrench.
Right.
You've got to have everything. You got to back all of them up to get in there and make a change. And then if you tighten it back up, it's liable to squeeze and pull the play out of the threads. And, you know, you got to keep going back and checking. They're both good. They both require their own maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, sir.
Well, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Well, Ernie, that's all the questions I got over here, and we got about 5 or 10 more minutes to go, so you want to bring up something you want to talk about?
Sure.
Any new products for the year? Anything you got going on? Any trips you might want to get them in there and get them out? Now, anything you want to talk about?
You know,
Nigel's going
about
up and down.
In our area, it hasn't moved in the last 3, almost 4 years. Now, I've talked to people in Texas and up north and down in Florida, and it tends to be all over the place. I don't know if they're just charging more for it, but it hasn't gone up cost-wise. Of course, I haven't bought my next load, so I don't really know if the price goes up until I get my stuff. But we make a controller called AWAC, an anti-wheelie controller. And we've been telling y'all about it for 3-4 years. Tony Bynes, Boss Bynes, bought one a couple of weeks ago. Took it up to his chassis guy. He put it on. They went to the racetrack. His first pass was without the AWAC. It went straight up in the air like the problem he's been having. He shut off, come back around, turn on the AWAC, pick the front tire up, maybe 6 to 8 inches, and all the way down the track. You can watch the pipes and see the change when the timing was coming in and out. If timing comes in and out, it can be 100 times in a second. It's just telling the computer, you're too high. You're okay. And if the car goes back up downrange, it says, no, you're coming back down. And put it on. And he posted a thank you, unsolicited, that he said that was the best $650 he's ever spent. So, Tony, I appreciate that. It makes you feel good when somebody steps up and sees it, recommends it. So, Dog, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Guys, stay warm. Keep out of the weather. Make sure your animals are taken care of. Get them out of outside. If they are going outside and you've got snow and ice, if you won't walk on that ground barefooted, don't make your pet do it. Because his feet are just as sensitive as yours are. And if you think I ain't right, take him out there to pee and stand beside him and you pull yours out with no shoes on and you pee and he pees, I'll guarantee you, you'll find out what shrinkage is all about. Okay, Dog, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Guys, I love you. Mean it. If I can help you in any way, give me a call. Don't forget our sponsors, Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona One Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions, Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance, Boo Longman, and anybody else that wants to be part of the show. Give me a call, and we'll see what we got, and we'll get you on the show. Back to you, son. Love you. Mean it.
All right. Take care, big man. We holler later. We holler. All right, Brother D on the show. He might be sick or something, but he ain't hit the one button, so I don't know if he's coming on here or not, so I'm going to do this then. You decide to wake up, Brother B. I'm mad with you now.
And you know something, my brother, actually, I tune in, right? And I tune in, I swear, back when feeling good. So I laid back across the bed. I said, I wait a few minutes. And I woke up, I heard Big Ernie talking. I said, Lord, have mercy. But God is still able. God is still good. And God is still working. I say good evening, my family. Good evening. Good evening to you, Brother Diaz. Like I said, I trailed out for a minute, and now I got a chance to go over to God's plan and worship over there with those brothers and hear a word from the Lord. I just want to give you all a verse or two or something, and hopefully you'll intrigue your mind and make you want to come back tomorrow evening at the same appointed time and fellowship with us. Amen. Those that are listening, grab your Bibles real quick and go to the book of Romans. In the back of the book, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and you just keep going, you'll find the book of Romans. Those who are looking for numbers, you'll find 1,733 and your numbers. And we're going to look real quick at chapter 4. I just want to look at verse 4 through 5 real quick, and I'm going to get out your way. Then it goes such as this. It says, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. He says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. I don't think I need to say any more other than what the Bible say. Bible said, but to him that worketh not, you haven't done anything. You haven't put forth no effort. He said, but believe on him that justifies the ungodly. You don't go to church on Sunday. You don't serve God on Monday, but yet you believe in God. You believe in God. And why? Because it says, on him that justifies the ungodly, he says, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, if God will do that for you and you not doing nothing, what do you think God will do for you if you do something? In other words, if you put in drag racing turn, if you can run real good with a piece of junk, what would you do if you go buy a motor from Dog? Amen. I told you I wasn't going to hold you long. I'm not going to hold you long. I want you all to, when you get a chance, to go back and read that, and if it resonate with you, and if you can, if the Lord said the same, if you would just come in tomorrow, I say again, at the same appointed time, 5 o'clock Central Time, and see don't the Lord have a word for you. Amen?
Amen.
Brother, hey, I'm back to you, my brother.
I'm going
to
close Brother D up, but if you buy a motor for me, it probably ain't going to crinkle. It ain't no good if you buy a motor for me. But, okay, I was talking to some people. I was talking to a couple of my friends and my buddies and my girlfriends and boyfriends. And I told them I wear a lot of different hats, so they said they understood it. So I say that to say this here. Brother Flop. Y'all know Flop. Nasty Flop. Let me see how it goes. Skin, Dog, and Flop. Yeah, them, you can put them in that order. Them not the nastiest jokers in the world. Skin, Dog, and Flop. But Brother Flop touched me last week, and he asked me, you know, he was trying to get a name and who sung a song. And when I did it to him, he told you, you know, if y'all was on there last week, he told you he thought I was joking and was making jokes and everything. But I'm going to play this song because I love this song, too. Since he said it, I went back, and I love this song, too. So I'm going to play this song, so don't y'all get mad, because everybody on here, if you want to, you got everybody on here can take a piece of the show and do what you want to do. I told you that. By the way, if we got any announcements and anything, you can come on and hit the one button and get your announcements out the way. Plus, if Trick or Leak, if you ain't on the phone, kid, if Trick ain't on the phone, get Trick on the phone. I got a special song that somebody sent out. They wanted me to play for Trick. I'm going to play that in a few minutes after I get through with the other stuff. So, kids, you can hit the one button and get ready, but we're still going to church right now. This song is for Flop. He requested it. He got just as much power and pull as anybody else, and anybody else that want to request a song, if I got it, I'll play it. If you want to hear it, I'll do it, whether the majority of the people like it or not. It ain't for y'all, technically. It's for Flop, and this one is for Vincent Maxwell, a.k.a. Flop. Oh, no, this wrong one. Okay, here you go, Flop.
Oh, Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I just want you to hold me in a holler. Jesus,
hold me,
hold me,
Y'all that didn't want to hear it, you know, put some cotton in here. Kid, I need you to hit the one button, kid. I got a song that's requested for your girlfriend, Trickle Leak. If Trickle Leak on the phone, hit the one button, Trickle. I got a tribute song to play for Trickle today. I told y'all I'm going to try to be a good guy. I'm going to try not to be too messy and too nasty, but sometime I might have to do that. So Trickle Leak, if she on the phone, hit the one button. Kid didn't hit the one button. He on the show, but he didn't hit the one button, so... Maybe he over there trying to feed his face or something, but little as he is, I don't see how he eat. But anyway, I'm finna play this as a song for y'all. Listen up. This is a song for Trickle Lee. This song was pre-made for her, directly for Trickle Lee. I ain't going to tell y'all who requested it now. I'm going to tell you the initials for the show over with it. Don't nobody guess who it is. But if anybody guess who it is, I might have a free ticket, a free ticket for the first ass cutting. Trigger Man's Race, February the 17th, down in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Orangeburg, South Carolina. I'm going to give you a free ticket if anybody can tell me who requested this same song here for Trickle Leak. This song is for Trickle Leak, and I'm trying to find it here. I got to find it way out in the bottom. So here we go. This song right here is for Trickle Leak. So if she ain't on the show, somebody call and tell her. So we won't say we was talking about it without her knowing. It was pre-sent to me. Somebody packaged it up. FedEx bought it to me, laid it on the dope, and the dogs almost tore it up, but I got them before they tore it up. And here it is, y'all.
Y'all thought you were dragging, didn't you? Wrong answer again. This song is for all the motherfucking chicken-head bitches. And we kept the motherfucking names the same, because we think being a bald-head bitch is a goddamn shame. What the fuck is going on in this goddamn world? What are you, bitch? A boy or a girl? I can't tell cause your shit on the sides are gone. You remind me of that monkey looking bitch Grace Jones. Fucked up is how you look to Willie D. I just gotta have a bitch that has more hair than me. Some try to cover up by weaving it through. You ain't fooling nobody, we know you're bald-headed too. Bald-head ho.
What you see, D?
I see some bald-head hoes. Bald-head hoes.
What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some bald-head hoes. That should be a crime against bald-head hoes. Why they wanna be bald? Nobody knows. Being bald makes a gal look like a beast. stupid assholes that you heard of Greece? Hell no, cause if you did, you'd have some up there. Like your pussy, you gotta give it proper care. Every time I look around, I feel a damn disgrace. Motherfucking wig pieces all over the place. It's from them bald-head hoes. They're just so damn mean. The meanest assholes I ever seen. Ain't got no half, so they act crude and wanna go and pick a fight with the girls who do. Am I right?
You right.
Hell yeah, I'm right. I've seen this shit night after night. Instead of wearing other people, how you dumb ass bitch, you need to buy some dog mane and grow your own damn shit. Ball hit ho. What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some ball hit ho. Ball hit ho.
What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some ball hit ho.
Now I just can't go with a bald head hoe. You ain't gotta ask why for me to tell you so. If I can't run through a hat with my hand, somehow it seems like I'd be fucking a man. So stay away, you bald hickies. I know y'all there talking to you hoes who ain't got no hat. Your sister bald Zanny, your mama bald Annie. I bet you even got a bald-headed ass granny.
Bald head hoe.
What you see, D?
What you see, D? I see some
bald head hoes. Bald head hoes. What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some bald head hoes.
Now this is how you spot a bald headed hoe. Head scarf on a hot summer day. Too many gaps in the scalp is a dead giveaway. I saw no hair clap yesterday on the cut. Today I saw the girl, her hair was down to her butt. I hope that she know that I know it ain't real. But I won't squeal, not even on Andrea, Kim, Sean, or Merlin. Nor Tamika and Rico, the famous bald head twins. Something must be done about these citizens. You ask, what will I do to support my fellow man? I'm proposing a bill to Capitol Hill to kill all bald head women at will.
Bald head hoes.
What you see, D?
I see some bald-head hoes. Bald-head hoes.
What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some bald-head hoes.
Now I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Ain't nobody got it right yet. But guess what? I got five texts said, was it Dre? It ain't none of Dre. But kid, I'm mad with you because I asked you to hit the one button first, so you got to go second. Five Joe, what you got, Five Joe? You got the first crack at it. What you got, Five Joe? Five Joe.
I'm going to say no wheel.
You wrong too. Come on, kid. I asked for you first, kid. I told you to get Trick on the phone just in case they can talk about it. But it was what you got, kid? Huh?
I'm gonna say Wit.
Ding 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 ding. Yep. I ain't gonna start no trouble, kid. I ain't start no trouble, but ding,
the day, Lord,
yeah. yeah. What's Stephen wrote? Yeah, Stephen. I know who told Stephen. Ricky, you told Stephen. Ricky, you cheating? You told Stephen. Yeah, that's what it was, kid. You got y'all take the show now, cause I ain't taking this butt whipping. Y'all take the show now.
I had three, you eliminated one when you said it wasn't Dre.
It wasn't Dre.
So we went on the show.
901. That 901 bad boy. That's who it was. I wasn't gonna tell now. I ain't told, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You said it. I ain't told.
Yep. Well, that's
did anybody tell you? Did anybody tell you, kid, or you just know? Did anybody tell
no,
you?
No, that's something Wit would say.
I know everybody think about Wit gonna say something about dry or something, but that, nope, that was Wit. That was Wit.
That's something Wit would say. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
That was him. That's all I can say. They ain't putting that one on me, kid. They ain't putting that one on me.
No, they can't put that one on you.
But like I said, if y'all requested them, I got to do it if y'all requested them.
Yeah,
I requested it. Oh, man. That was a good old song. I ain't never heard that song before. That's the first time I heard that song, man.
What?
Yeah, that's first time I ever heard that shit.
You know who gave it to me, don't you? You know who downloaded it for me, don't you? I'm going to give anybody a free ticket to the first ass cutting if you tell me who downloaded that song for me and find it for me. I'm going to give you a free ticket to Trigger Man Race, and I'm going to give you some free food. Free food when you get there. $25 worth of free food. Who you said? Who you said? Poncho?
Flop.
No, man, Flop ain't going to do no shit like that, man. Flop don't do that, man. Uh-oh, I'm getting a text. Let me see what they said.
You said who downloaded?
No, I keep telling y'all it wasn't Dre. And you know damn well, Jamie ain't going to do that now. Jamie might want to do that, but Jamie ain't going to do it, though. No, Tish, how you know? Hold on, Tish, how you know Mr. Tish? How you know Mr. Tish? You know Mr.? Mr. must have been in your inbox or something. Damn, how you know Mr.? But anyway, Ricky Steinbrough did it. I can't hold water.
Man.
Ricky Steinbrough did it. I can't hold water. Now,
Tish
found this on there. Now, Tish talking about some dog. How Tish know Mr., though? I mean, Tish know Mr. Mr. must have been in your inbox or something. Tish, how you know Mr.? You done met Mr. before? Well, I'm learning some stuff today. But anyway, y'all, how y'all doing today, man? I'm in a good mood today, and I'm not cussing nobody out today. I'm not bothering nobody. But I'm going to tell you like they told me, kid, don't push me. But what about these Chiefs versus the Raiders? Them Chiefs versus the Raiders and the Lions versus the 49ers. Come on, kid.
I see Fletcher Cox got him a new crew member, huh?
Oh, man, y'all talking trash. Okay. Y'all talking trash. That man, well, I don't know. I started to call Fletcher, but I ain't going to bother Fletcher. I ain't going to bother Fletcher. Y'all leave me alone. But guess what? We had a big fight this morning in the morning show, kid. Guess what we had a big fight about?
Oh, man. What was the fight about?
Lil Country said he was looking for a race and everything. Everybody talking about some, we don't want Lil Country over here. Y'all still there. Anyway, he said he would run somebody. No, I think Rock said he was looking for a race at first or something. Anyway, him and Rock got into it bad this morning on the morning show. Lil Country and Rock.
Oh, okay.
They got into it.
Lil Country got a new car. He got a new car.
Yeah, he came over there. Went out to Orlando this week, and smoked and bought his race down there. Get it off your chest, and won the shootout down there with his new car. He put it on little tires, and he won the race down there. They didn't have
Red Camaro.
Beside that. No, it ain't no damn Red Camaro, kid. What the hell you talking about? You
got no
not
the
Red
Camaro?
Camaro. You don't. Hell no.
What color is it?
I'm talking about his
what color is
it? It's a prenup car. It's prenup
car.
Oh,
okay.
But anyway, he wanted a shootout down there. So he said he wanted to run a couple of people and everything. So people come on there now and say, okay. David Reese said he was on vacation out the country over there looking up a camel's ass or some shit. And he came on and said, well, okay, I want him. I'll run him. So all of a sudden, Country said, no, I don't want to run you yet because I don't believe I can beat, well, his daddy said it, I can't beat that lightweight car. But all the people saying now, oh, now you're telling parts, now you're scared to run the Joker that's got the same shit you got to run, that you got the same shit. So now, is that right or wrong, or what do the public think? And then y'all want to know why I can't keep a show going. I can't keep a show going. All y'all want to do is lay back and let me tell it all and make me get my ass kicked. See, that's what's wrong with this show right now. Everybody want to just sit back and let me do all the dirty work. I'm finna stop doing it. I'm finna go find my girl. We finna go curl up, get us an igloo. Come on.
I went on the morning show, but what I seen through Facebook
right.
was one of the country guys hollered, they all about making money, so they're going to start from the bottom and end up with him.
Well, that's close
and
to it, that was kind of close to it, Padre.
So Dave Reese said, after he qualified, you run to somebody goddamn ass, run out of money or something.
Well, that's what it basically boiled down to. Of course, it needed the money. But this is what the thing is. Everybody's saying he come over here trying to be tough, but when somebody got the same equipment he got, he want to back up and tear apart. That's what the main focus is. Come on. Basically, they say he was dry snitching, saying that he couldn't run with David Reese because David Reese got a lot of car and all that in it. But, how did he know that?
No,
what did he know?
No,
now,
in that class,
technically speaking, Big Country, the one said it publicly. Now, all this is public because it was on Facebook. So it ain't like I'm telling them. I'm just paraphrasing it so that the normal people can understand it if they can't read between the lines. Which Lil Country didn't directly say it, but he said the same thing his daddy said too, though. But so it's sort of like dry snitching, and why you worried about it? As long as you can manhandle somebody that you can manhandle, but when a man come up to you, you don't want to run him all of a sudden. Let me go see. I hope this ain't skin, cause skin finna cut somebody out. I hope this ain't skin.
You know who it is.
Come on,
God damn it.
Lord, I know it.
You know who it is.
I don't know.
Somebody gonna get fucked up.
I'm trying to figure out why they scared to answer that question, or they probably don't know the answer. That's probably why.
Come on, dog. They know it's skin. They scared, skin.
They must be scared then, because the real answer is this. And I use example, because a lot of people don't know what examples is. They don't know what a motherfucker be talking about. But I'm gonna try to help them, because I know they know. But that's just like Salty Bitch coming with his cop and say he's gonna start from the bottom to the top. It's no such thing. Lil Country, he already got a name. He got a name, so they know he ain't coming with no bullshit. So how the fuck you going to start from the bottom and come to the top? You might as well go on with that shit. Get your ass on up.
Come on, Steve.
My buddy Randy, he going to build a car. He want to run this, that. He want to run me. He want to run dog. Wasting his motherfucking time, and ain't nobody even seen the car. They wasting their goddamn time.
Yeah, I ain't got a cuss. I can get my custom machine on it. Go ahead, Steve.
Right.
Come on, Steve.
How the fuck Stevie Fast gonna come on here and say, "Well, I'm hustling. I'm finna start from the bottom and go to the top." What the damn thing in the world? Now, how the fuck is Fletcher Cox gonna come on here and say he started from the bottom?
But what is he doing wrong?
He gonna come on here and say he gonna play a motherfucker
football. Get out of here, brother. You shut up. Get out of here, brother.
He gonna play skin first. He gonna outbitch me first, and then he gonna work his way up to Hercules, which is what's that dude name? That dude you said in Malibu. What was it? What was the name of that cop? You know what I'm talking about, Willie Dawg. That gangster boot. That boot.
But you can't blame him.
You're gonna trick somebody. It's up to you if you fall for it.
Yeah, cause
No. But hold on, you're gonna take us in a different area, brother D. You're not gonna
like
fall
I said,
for
you can't
it.
Blame
nobody in the
I
world
mean,
gonna fall for Fletcher Cox. They're not gonna come fall for that.
Yeah, no, nobody.
Hold on.
Okay, Skin, you done laid the foundation.
Nobody.
Hey, dog.
Come on, B.
Contra good for racing.
Flop, we can't hear you, Flop. Come to the mic, Flop.
Speak up, Flop.
Flop, we can't hear you.
Speak up, Flop.
We can't hear you, Flop.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yeah, a little better.
I said, Contra good for racing, just not this kind of racing. And I'm saying, it happens on occasion, but all that parts calling and shit, that's a no-no in what we do, man. And he has too much controversy that has surrounded him in the past for where he came and jumped in and jumped out and showed times and all that shit. So, I don't know. I'm going to go with what Brother D was saying. We got to be the damn fools if we allow him to do it. So,
yeah, fly.
Okay, come on, B.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, come on, B. It was D-time. No, hold up, y'all. Hold up, Brother D. Hold up, his brother D time. Come on, brother D. One at a time, guy. One at a time. Come on, D.
In actuality, Flop just said it. Peter Paul said, try them all. We can't fault him for trying. We got to fault ourselves for being a fool for falling for it. It's not him. I don't hold no ill feelings towards him for trying. If I seen $100 on the ground, you think I'm going to walk past it? I'm going to pick it up, too.
What's getting dog?
Yeah, I'm right here.
It's your show. Keep it going.
But you can cuss him out. I don't think nobody's gonna fall for that. A baby could see that. A baby could see that Tim House car or whoop Kamala Harris. A baby gonna pick his car. If you put a 5-year-old kid there and say, which car you think is fast, and you got Kamala Harris and Tim House car, I guarantee you that 5-year-old gonna say, that car, I think that car is faster. I guarantee you that. This shit is easy, man. Hey, y'all making this shit hard.
But you know what,
Ballhead? We ain't nobody fucking.
Hey, Ballhead.
Go ahead.
You know what? What you saying is 3,000% correct on one hand. But I remember the wife taking Mister to a toy giveaway drive. And she did all she could to get the son on action. She did all she could to direct him over there towards that big old truck. He wanted one of the smallest cars that's out there. And she got so upset with him. So try them all. He ain't do it.
I'm just saying I'm not knocking him for trying. Go ahead.
We said the same thing. Who's gonna run Fletcher? It's not nobody on this phone but me, probably, more than likely, but me, that think that Brother Paggio going to take the back time of Fletcher Cox and beat him. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody said he got to be a fool for somebody he going to run Fletcher Cox. So it ain't no harm in trying. The harm is if you fall for it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I ain't never said there was no harm in trying. I'm just saying. Oh, well, let me say this then. Brother D, let me give you a different scenario.
I just want to give you a different scenario.
I know goddamn well that you, I think you shy. So why in the fuck I'm going to come to you with the three tops? I know you ain't going to win. That's what I think I'm saying. He should know better.
I agree with you.
They should know better than that.
I agree with you.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. Certain people, put it this way. I give you
a little more credit.
Now, you might be a dummy.
Exactly.
You might be a dummy fall for it. But to me, people don't give people enough credit in the race world. Now, if you say I'm using this for example now because motherfuckers be getting all in their feelings. Motherfuckers know they can say some dumb shit to Dre. You should know you can't say it to me. You hear me on this phone all the time. In your mind, I'm sharp. Don't try it with me, man, because I'm going to call you all kind of stupid motherfuckers. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to try that dumb ass shit with me.
But now, watch this.
Now, they didn't know no better. Go ahead.
Check this out. Watch this here. And you self-answered. As you questioning, you're self-answering. You said they ought to be. That's an answer. You said they tried with Dre, but they ought to know not to try with me. That's the answer. See how you self-answering the question. Now, just because I'm too
tired. Oh, yeah, I didn't ask for an app. Oh, I wanted to ask it myself.
That's what I said. You self-answered. Even with the three cards. Yeah, you know I'm not sitting far for that. I remember pulling the food away from a table out in Huntersville. In Huntsville. I said, man, is you a fool? I said, you from Chicago. I knew you had seen this game before. Had money in hand, ready to play. Ain't got a chance in hell of winning. So this is what I'm saying. Yes, we would have to be, being as they call it, grudge racers. They would have to be the fool, little country, not the country. Doing everything. All he did was threw a hook out there. If the fish bite, he got.
No, I get what you're saying, but we said the same thing. I never said little country was the fool, but he should try. Put it this way. Let me say this then. It's too many haters be on these shows for you to try in the open show like this. Try it on the back line, motherfucker, if you think he's stupid. Don't try it on this show because some motherfuckers going to text him and tell him. Some motherfuckers going to text him and tell him. These people on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying. It's too many people on the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
They going to tell it. They texting all day. They texting women dog. They texting this person. They doing this shit all fucking day. So you should know.
I said,
whatever
again,
I'm going to try with
everything
a motherfucker, I will not try it on the Willie Dog show. I ain't going to try it on the Willie Dog show. So that's why I say they not club at. They could be the smartest motherfuckers
it,
in the world
it,
making
it,
the cops, man.
Trial,
but
it
they're, not,
the back
they're not clever.
Well,
they're not clever in gambling. They're not clever. If they're trying to hustle, they don't know how. That's what I'm saying. They do not know how.
But see, here we got to look at
all
that.
All they know
how
to do
football,
is make
the cops, here we got to look at, though. They're not clever in gambling in your arena. In their arena, they probably think they're the smartest thing on earth in gambling.
No, they do. They probably do. That's why we
you,
do.
You,
hey,
you
buddy, we all do things because we think we know how. We all do things because we think we know how.
That ain't what I'm saying.
Your, I'm just saying.
In your arena.
Just because you, I think, hey, buddy, just because Willie Dog may think he a pimp, but he really ain't no pimp. He can think all the fuck he wants. He can think he a pimp, think he making a whole gold or stroll. They ain't getting him a dime, and he think he a goddamn pimp. What the fuck you want to say? I ain't looking what no nigga think. I'm telling you that they ain't that. He ain't
yeah,
that.
But I say again, that's in your arena, though, see? That's in your arena.
No. He don't know what he's doing. He don't know what he's doing. No, they don't know what they're doing.
That's in your arena because
you
know better.
You see
what
I'm
saying?
You, it's not in my arena.
Hear me out.
It's in the world arena.
Hear me out.
They don't know what they're doing.
No. I've seen pimps on the bus that thought it was real pimping. That's why I keep saying that's in your arena because you know better. Just because you know better. But if you keep one thing for sure, if you take a hook with no worm on it, if you keep throwing it out there in that water, I guarantee you it's gonna be a fish gonna grab hold to it. And that's what they are doing. They just testing the water to see if they can get a fish. If they don't, which they shouldn't be nobody in the grudge game dumb enough to bite. But they testing the water to see.
Well,
and
I ain't gonna lie, Randy. I don't like that scenario you just used, because I guarantee you throw that hook in there with nothing on that bitch, they ain't never grab that motherfucker. Throw it in there. Let's all go fish. I want you to throw that motherfucker in there. They ain't
gonna
grab that motherfucker with no food on it.
I promise it's going to be a fish that grab it.
I don't believe
it's going to be a fish that grab it.
I ain't going to say you 100% wrong, but I don't believe it.
Yep.
I want to go fishing with a motherfucker. I want to throw that bitch in there with nothing on it, and I'm going to see how many bites.
I promise you, it's going to be one fish that's going to grab it. I promise you, will. And that's what they're doing. That's all they're doing. I really, in my mind, I would say they just about know they not, but let's just try it. You know, let's just try it and see.
Okay, I get that. But all I'm doing is asking the question.
It may be my lucky day.
It might be my lucky day.
I'm trying to say that because dog always kept me stay out the way, so that's why I wasn't saying nothing. But, you know, I was shocked.
Well, why you
ain't
stay out the way
when
I got on there? I want you out the goddamn way. I want you out the way. I had them people going.
He tell me
I had them going.
Way, but
I had them going, man. I had them going. You jumped in the goddamn way, but you just said
I think you mixed it up.
I was using
I got confused.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I, you know.
Yeah, but I did say his name, but I was talking about lifting weights or playing football. I ain't saying nothing about no cops.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you, baby. I got you, baby boy. I'm good. Like I said, I just straightened my own self up. Listen, let me know. Yeah, let me know. I straightened it up, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think certain stuff shouldn't even be said. Why would you even tell somebody
uh-huh.
you starting from the bottom and go to the top? Motherfucker ain't gonna let you
uh-huh.
go. When you say it, they ain't gonna let you. That's just like you saying, hey, I'm gonna fuck all five of them girls. But you last, baby, because you ain't fine as them. That bitch ain't gonna even let you fuck her. Say, they gonna say, fuck you, nigga. You making me go last, and you can't get this pussy. Tell me why I lied, Willie dog. Why would you do that? You just go slow. Don't tell them shit and go on fuck them all. Why would you go tell them that, baby, I'm going to fuck you, but I'm fucking you last? You don't look as good as them. Why would you tell her that? So I'm just saying, that's what I'm trying to explain to Brother D. I wish he gets the heaven out the way. Because what I'm saying is, the way they saying that bullshit, man, please, that is not the art. To hustling, racing. It ain't got nothing to do with in my world, and it's in the gambling world, period.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You think the motherfucker with the three tops gonna go tell the motherfucker, now you know I can make it where you can't never find this ball. Why would they do that dumbass shit? That's the stupidest shit in the world. That's all I'm saying. Now them guys didn't know no better. When they tried to trick me down there with it, dog, I give you the dice. They ain't know no better.
Yeah.
So they supposed to try it. They tried it, but they got caught. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You're going to get caught with that bullshit. That's all. They don't try to explain to Brother D. He going all out. It's not in your world because you know better. No, get out the way, Brother D. Act like I'm with it, dog. Get out the way. Let me open this motherfucking door for this bullshit. I want what's his name to come on here? Them guys who did that, because they don't know nothing about gambling. And I ain't mad at them.
Not the bookie.
Keep trying, though. Bracket racing, all that. Whatever their name is, big country. They don't know nothing about no damn hustling. They don't know not no hustling, no damn race car. Not no racing. Everybody knows they got a name for themselves already. You got to come over here. You got to come.
David Reese got a Corvette now, right?
No, he got a Nova.
A Nova?
The boogie.
No, he got a Nova. Look on Facebook, kid. Let me see if I can tag you. Damn, kid.
As much as you be on Facebook, goddammit, you ain't got nothing right yet. You went to talking about a Camaro, Big Country, and now you talking about David Reese.
Big,
you don't know nothing about
him
no more, kid.
Big Country. Big Country them was putting those Camaros together. Okay.
Kid,
Big Country them
all. I just tagged you in again to see David Reese's car. Reese's car. And you'll see
Big Country
on the bottom.
Big Country was putting a Camaro together, Skin.
Yeah, that pretty ass 69, I think it was. One of the pretty 69 or something?
Yeah.
Kid, I tagged you. If you can go look now, kid, I tagged you and you see David Reese's car is at the top and Big Country's at the bottom.
Hi.
They're on the same post.
Uh-oh.
So you know what's going on. I'm like, Skin, now you supposed to already know that, but your nose is behind. Nose is your ass in, huh?
That man post shit every day.
You know
when Willie Dog was born.
Yeah.
You know when Willie Dog graduated.
Hey, man. Hey, I had to silence my noses on that thing, kid.
When your mama birthday
and all that. I'm saying, come on, man. Kid, you ain't got nothing else to do but that. Come on, man.
I'm kind of embarrassed that kid, because I ain't know these people got.
Hold on. Tell it all, Skin. Tell it all. Yeah, man. Whip pulled to be on him. The reason I had to show today, Whip pulled to come on there. Now he done got scared. I'm finna cut it off in a few minutes if he don't come on here. He got scared. And, you know, he said he had something to put out, but he didn't got scared.
I know one person ain't scared.
I already thought we told him.
I know one person ain't scared to ask you something, dog.
I know you talking about Private Ryan. I know, Private Ryan.
No. You guess wrong that time. You close.
Talk to me, Ben. You ain't talking
they
about Tate. Little
wheel on here.
Now, come on, man.
I really don't want to
talk to that dummy. Oh, Lord. My Jesus.
Hey, dog,
Will, I ain't bet no money.
Dog.
I ain't bet no money, Will. Leave
hey,
me alone. I ain't bet no money.
Can we get Big Fletch on, man, just to holler at him and see what he on? Is he on the track next week? And all that. Can we get Big Fletch the best?
Hold up. Hey, Jessica. Jessica Pollard, hit the one button, Jessica. Jessica, hit the one button, Jessica. Hit the one button, Jessica. Out in Florida. You talking about Jessica, yeah. I didn't want to do this.
Whoever that was,
Bitch
Flex, you the best. Yeah. You got to get
Jessica! When you're right, you're right, man. I don't want to do it, but when you put me on the spot in public, you're right.
I'm telling you, I
had
somebody with skin talk to you with
dog. I know you were talking about Will when you said it. Skin, you thought you were setting me up, but I know that's who it was. I've been trying to avoid him, man.
How about the motherfucking lions, dog? I just wanted to do we got our respect yet? What you think?
No, I'm gonna tell you the truth. If you beat them lions ooh wee, the morning show over here gonna fall apart. We got two big mouth mothers over here.
Hello.
Straighten up. Hey, Fletcher.
I wasn't gonna call you.
I wasn't gonna bother you. Period. But I got this. Go ahead, Will. That Fletcher is Will. There he is.
Call me what you want to call me. Look. Go ahead and call me what you want to call.
I can't cuss today.
Hey,
Fletcher
hey.
On the phone though.
You gonna be doing the same thing I'm doing in this. You gonna be doing the same thing I'm doing in 2 weeks.
What's that?
Shit. Streaming at the TV.
Hey, Flint. Everything was coming through Philly, man.
Seven out of eight.
What happened?
Listen, you gonna be doing the same thing I'm doing in 3 weeks.
Hold on, Will. Let me tell Fletcher this here. I'm in a bad position. I got Will. Hold up. Y'all hold up, guys. Every one of us talking at a time, guys. Hold up a minute. I got Lil Will on one side, and I got Mac and Kenny Reigns on the other side. So either way I go, I'm in the trouble, Fletch. The Lions or the 49ers. I'm in trouble either way I go.
Hey, Mac. Go ahead and enjoy your ride.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and go to Vegas. Go ahead and pack your bag and go to Vegas, man.
Man, I done brought my shit to Vegas already. You done lost
seven
your motherfucking mind, Flet. Them lions, the baddest
seven
motherfuckers around, boy.
Lil Will, I hope you got insurance on them trips. You got insurance on them trips.
Seven out of eight. But what happened with shit coming through Philly, though? That's all I need to know, man. Everything had to go through Philadelphia. What happened, man?
Hold on one second. Let me cut my one dog down. Yeah, hold on.
Jack, you know.
Hey, them dogs upset.
Fletcher got dogs, man. Fletcher, what kind of dogs you got, Fletcher?
Listen, dog.
What kind of dogs you got? Brother B, will you shut
the
up
fuck around and find out?
My dog was on mute.
Brother B,
you don't fuck with Willie Dog.
I got to say this now. They took the dumbest motherfucking coach that Lions had and put him over the defense. I said, these motherfuckers got to be retarded. And Slay don't even like the motherfucker. One of your best corners don't even like that stupid motherfucker. You know they not going to win. You know they ain't going to win, dog.
I ain't got nothing to do with this. Y'all told me.
Hey, Fletcher.
Y'all said y'all want to talk to Fletcher. I ain't got nothing to do with
it. Them Lions some bad motherfuckers. I just need to hear you say them boys some bad motherfuckers. I'm done. Let's say them Lions some bad motherfuckers.
Hey, hey, dog. This man going to be doing the same thing I'm doing in 3 weeks, dog. What is it talk about?
Super Bowl coming through Philadelphia.
Hey, dog. We ain't talked to that man since you said everything coming through Philly. They were, what, 10-1? 10-2? What was that?
Dog.
And God.
Hey, dog.
Damn,
let me tell you something, dog.
Yep, man.
Dog, let me tell you something, dog. Hold on. Dog. This man, he probably 60 years old. Ain't never won shit since he was a fucking baby. So they make it to the national, they make it to the conference championship.
I ain't that motherfucker.
So,
all
right. So, anyway.
I ain't no old motherfucker.
So, they make it to the conference championship. Look at the dog shit beat out of them. And he's celebrating. But, dog, this motherfucker going to be doing the same thing I'm doing in 3 weeks. I've been to two conference motherfucking championship probably since he was a fucking baby. I've been to two motherfucking Super Bowls since he was a baby. I've been to many a motherfucking playoffs. I done won many a motherfucking conference championship. Let me get done, fucking. Let me get done. You let me get fucking done, all right? I've accomplished more in my motherfucking career than the Detroit Lions could ever fucking do. Dog, let me talk, dog. I didn't accomplish in 12 years in my fucking career. Can I talk? Can I talk?
No,
go ahead. Come on, Fletcher. Come on, Fletcher.
I've accomplished more in 12 fucking years in my career than the Detroit Lions have fucking ever. You ain't got the fucking right to talk to me, Lil Will, okay? About winning fucking football and winning fucking teams. How many motherfucking 10 plus win seasons have Detroit Lions had since you was a fucking baby?
That's fucked up.
They haven't
had fucking. I'm talking to Lil Will. After that fucking question.
Y'all took the dumbest motherfucking coach we had.
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that.
Running back we got rid of. And y'all made him.
Okay, the dumbest coach you had. Hold on, the dumbest coach you had. You know how many Super Bowls you fucking won? I didn't ask. I'm asking you a question. How many Super Bowls have Matt Patricia won? I didn't fucking ask you that. How many Super Bowls? You ain't answering my question. How many Super Bowls has he won?
I don't know. He might.
Oh, you can't answer that question.
Won six. I don't know how many he done won.
Four.
With. I don't know
four.
How many he won with.
Four.
But I know he's the
no,
dumbest
five. Sorry, five.
In the world.
Five.
The scheme.
He won five.
Everybody talking scheme fucked up. Everything fucked up.
Hold on, Lil Will. I'm talking to you right now. Lil Will, I'm talking to you. Me and you talking right now. How many 10-plus win seasons have you ever fucking been a part of?
I can't go off
10
your accolade.
I'm not asking you that. You're a motherfucking Detroit Lions fan. You a Detroit Lions fan.
That's right.
You a Detroit Lions fan. Answer me. How many 10-win seasons can you fucking remember?
Only this year.
How many playoffs?
Get on his ass. Get on his ass.
You
can't talk to me.
My
man,
time.
You don't even,
you
Lil Will,
news.
You don't even
they
deserve to, listen, old news, when I get my gold jacket, how many gold jackets have you ever, hold on, how many motherfucking Hall of Fame
about
you going to say?
Man, you keep making it about you.
I'm talking
it's
about me.
About
I'm talking about me.
No,
I'm talking about me right now.
I'm talking about you. You're a Pro Bowl and all that. I'm talking about your team. I'm talking about your team.
How many,
I
so,
say we here
hold on
now,
right quick. Hold on right quick. Dog. Hold on, dog. Let me answer this question right here, right now.
No,
Lil
he
Will.
He's making the situation about him. You gonna
yeah,
because
it is about me.
Hall of Fame, all this, all
it is about me.
But right now,
how many all-decade players
can
you discuss about? Okay, all right. So how many players that's been all-decade that's on the Lions roster this year? All fucking decade. I'm waiting. I'm on the roster this fucking year.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
You fucking look it up.
That will make it a bad motherfucker because of whatchamacall drafted most of these bad motherfuckers we got. We got four motherfucking rookies, all pro rookies on that motherfucker.
Y'all ain't got four.
What team
hey,
you
dog,
can say that?
This man,
we got,
this,
kid,
we got four all pros too, sir. What are you talking about?
Rookies.
He didn't just start playing football yesterday.
All Alabama motherfucker.
He didn't just start playing football yesterday. They don't make
the
you a rookie.
Tight end, the running back. We got motherfucking rookies playing key positions.
Hey,
and
you know what I'm saying? Congratulations. Congratulations.
Everybody
congratulations, sir.
Everybody done figured Jalen Hurts out. It's over with. You know that. You know it's over
hey,
with, right? Four good runs.
Congratulations.
It's over with.
Listen, congratulations.
Just say the Lions some bad motherfuckers.
Hey, dog. Now on Monday, where I'll be on Monday? You know, I'll be at home on next Monday. Make sure you call me now.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know what, dog? We're gonna have a special motherfucking show on Sunday night, and I'll pay for that bitch.
Well, Flex, you know, I'll be down in Birmingham on Sunday. But you know what? We're gonna have a show. It might be late. If Fletcher won't show a Sunday night, we have one.
It might be too late for them old. You know, them old folks don't be up there late. Like, oh, I ain't say no, dog. I'm not old. It might be a little late.
Hey, dog, I don't know why you think I'm y'all age.
You know what we're going to do, dog? This is what we're going to do, dog.
Can you get Bubba Dub?
Dog, we're going to cancel the morning show. Can I talk? Lil Will, can I talk?
We're
going to cancel the morning show. And, dog, we're going to have a special fucking show at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
When y'all get y'all fucking ass kicked on fucking Monday. Cancel all the fucking other shows. We're going to have a special fucking show.
Now, what if we win?
For you,
what
Lil
if we
Will.
Win? You still going to show up?
We're going to have the same, we gonna have the same show.
If we win?
Okay, y'all ain't fucking beating them boys.
I'm standing on that. Let's see if he stand on that. Man, you crazy as hell.
All right.
In fact, if Debo hurt, they got to whoop that. Whatever you want, Fletcher. Whatever you want, Fletcher. We can get it. Win, lose, or draw. Whatever you want.
Hold on. Debo is injured. He ain't hurt. That's a difference. That's a difference. He hurt. He injured. He ain't hurt. Listen, he injured. He not hurt. If he hurt, he can't play.
Green Bay supposed to take that ass home.
And you were supposed to win the fucking lottery 2 weeks ago. Did you not? Yeah, you were supposed to win the lottery last time you played, right? All right, then. There you fucking go.
Hey, I got a question.
What the fuck are you talking about? Supposed to be.
Would you have been in your feelings if Dog would have called you right after you got your ass whooped? The Dog wouldn't call you. He wouldn't call you for 2 or 3 weeks. You know that, right?
It ain't about respect. It's called respect.
That's what it's about. You wouldn't want to talk then.
Okay.
No, it's called respect.
Thank you, Flex.
Imagine losing your fucking job and not having nothing to really go do. You know what I'm saying? It's called respect, and I respect that. That's what I was saying. It ain't about the whole camaraderie. I don't mind arguing with y'all. I don't mind arguing with nobody on the phone and talking shit. It's about respect. And once you respect me, I respect you.
Right.
And that's the whole deal. I respect you.
Hey, you going to respect the motherfucking Lions in 2024. I want to say, I know you probably can't put no Lions jersey. I'm about to say, God damn. Buy him a Lions jersey. If we go to the Super Bowl, dog.
Yeah.
Man, them motherfuckers, this motherfucking Dean, let me tell you something, dog. Tampa had like three chances to fucking close that game out on yesterday. This kid dropped the fucking pick, changing the complete momentum of the game.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, what about us? We had a couple picks. We could have got
those weren't game changing plays. If that kid picked that ball in the end zone, that's 7 points. Listen, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. That kid that missed that ball in the end zone, that's a game changing play. Like that wiped 0 points off the. That wiped 7 points off the board.
I mean, you can say all you want to say, but we whooped that ass.
Y'all won the game.
We whooped that ass.
Listen, y'all won the game.
Man, we went up by the scores, man, and gave them the ball back. We went up by the
scores. Man, I'm going to sit you down. I'm going to sit you down one day, and I'm going to talk ball with you, and I'm going to see if you really know ball. It's two people in this fucking world.
I'm not no football guy.
No, listen, I know, but it's two people. It's two people that I can sit down and talk ball to, and I understand ball. DC and Jake, they know ball.
So what you going to call
ball is
you
ball.
You said the Lions about to get blew out. Lions about to get fucked up. What you going to say?
Oh, y'all going to lose by 13.
What you going to say?
Y'all going to lose by 13.
You said we going to lose by how much?
13.
How much you say?
13 points. I'm going
to
lose by.
You going to cover whatever bet. You going to give us 13?
I'm about heads up. Y'all going to lose by 13.
What I'm saying is we get a pot
those
together
first two
13,
games, let me tell you something.
You.
Those first two games for y'all was momentum. Like,
okay.
It's all when
now
I was momentum.
In as an underdog. That's when we play the bet.
I've been part of games like that. I've been part of games like that. That shit is so hard on the fucking road. Like, times five on the road. And it's hard to fucking get grown men up to win a fucking game.
You can watch it.
Hey, we're going to push it at him, dog. Hey, dog. He giving up 13 points. Yep. I'm going to put a pot together.
He didn't say he was giving up 13 points.
That man ain't never said he was giving up no 13 points, Lil Will. That man ain't said that not one time.
Man, he tripping. Let him enjoy it. I said y'all gonna lose by 13.
That's why I had to get you on, Fletcher. They done gave me so much hell for not calling you. They don't realize. I kept telling them. I didn't want to bother you. That's your job. They didn't
hey, dog.
Care, that's why I sent you. Yeah.
Hey,
hey,
dog. The city of Detroit, dog. The city of Detroit, dog. They celebrating because they made the NFC Championship.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Lil Will, if you were smart when Fletcher Cox said, y'all going to lose by 13, you should have said, check it out, give me 7 and bet 500 or 1,000 or something. Because you're a coward.
He ain't going to bet.
But you think a man going to give you 13. You scared to death. You were scared of betting with the Cowboy gang. You the fuck Fletcher. You scared of him, man. What the fuck is this
guy? And you see we got cheated, don't you? But nah, we still
won. No. You would have won, man. You would have won, dumbass. Gee, you would have tore his ass up.
Hey, dog, stand on business.
No, and hold on, tell him. No, dog, what happened was that game, they tried to trick the refs and trick they fucking self.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't.
That's right.
He drew the play up and everything for the ref, what he was going to do. You can't never say
they
told him exactly what they was going to
listen,
do.
Listen, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me tell you something.
The ref wasn't paying attention.
Because the one guy came in and made himself eligible. He was wiping himself, faking. I'm going to tell you some real shit right now. I'm taking off some real shit.
He did that three times last Sunday.
But you cannot. Three people cannot go to the ref. Okay, go back and look at Lane Johnson's touchdown against, who was that, the Titans last year, babe? Against the Titans last year. And I'll show you a fucking smart organization that know how to run the fucking shit the right fucking way. Go back and look at his touchdown.
But he wrote it up and told him what he was going to do, though.
Before the game.
It's all about tricks.
Lane never went to the ref at one point of the fucking game and made himself eligible. Like, there's levels to that shit. Lane Johnson, when he had a touchdown last year.
Okay, why did the guy get suspended then if he didn't do right? Why did they kick that whole ref team off the playoffs and all that if they was right?
There's ways around. Like, there's ways to do that. There's ways that this man faked, and he came in three times during the game. The head referee's looking at him. He's wiping. Right. You're declaring yourself eligible. Two people can't declare themselves eligible, and the other guy came to secretly. Yes, he did. And rubbed his fucking... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. 58, fucking... Whoever that fucking kid was, a Decker came in and fucking rubbed himself and said, I'm eligible. At that point, two people cannot declare eligible.
And
that was a fuck-up.
Okay. And that's who that is.
But the whole thing was the big fella, what's him called, 70, didn't say nothing. He said, I didn't say a fucking
he came
word
in,
I just walked
and the ref looked
him.
At him, listen, walked over towards him and wiped
him.
His chest. So at that point, you cannot declare two players eligible.
No,
that's the only way you can fucking do it, dumbass.
What I'm telling you is Decker
if you wipe
up
your
and wiped his chest. The number 70 didn't wipe his chest. Decker came over and said
yes, he did.
And it was three of them over there.
He came off the sideline and wiped his
chest. Okay.
You win his argument. I've been doing this shit since I was a fucking kid. Like,
the last one he said 70, and that's when he reported eligible over the intercom. So Dallas Tech said,
yeah, So once the referee declares this dude, let alert the defense that 70 is eligible. That's what I'm trying to tell this fucker. That you cannot have two eligible fucking O linemen. So it was dumb on his part. And say, no, he's eligible, I'm not. You have to go to the referee. Once he announced it, they heard him announce it.
Yeah, so that's what they did. Yeah,
the intercom and fucking and AT&T Stadium is loud enough. So he has to go, no, I'm eligible. So you have to be clear with the referee on that.
So they tricked themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But no,
it's like grudge race. Sometimes you get tricked.
Say, but it's a deception that they put in there, though. They did that on purpose. But I feel what you're saying.
They let the referee know before the game. You got any trick plays. Listen. They let the referee know before the game. They have a meeting. They say, listen, we have this play in, da-da-da-da. But the dude came in and he announced number 70 is eligible. Is an eligible receiver. At that point, there's no more. You cannot make two guys eligible. You can't take three O-linemen to him and be like, oh, yeah. Like no. At that point, he see him coming in. He fake wipes his chest. And then, like, no, bro. Like, that's not the rule.
Oh, okay.
Well, Fletcher, look, let me ask Fletcher a football question, because, I mean, you know, I watch football, and I think I'm a little knowledgeable, but I might be a little biased. Fletcher, when y'all got y'all behind kicked, and they was all over my ass, they tore my ass up. I said, well, yeah, they lost, but Fletcher had a pretty good game. Even though y'all lost, did you have a good game, Fletcher?
Dog, let me tell you something, dog. It ain't a motherfucker in the NFL that can block me one-on-one. And they tried with that little fucking whoever that punk was.
Yes, yeah, sir.
You say what? That,
but what I'm saying
is, say that again.
It ain't no any motherfucker on the day that ends in fucking Y
man.
Can block me for 60 plays 101.
Man, please, man.
You should be.
Now, maybe in your 25 years old, man, when you was 25.
Well, dude, this stuff, dude.
Now, you know the Lions got the best motherfucking O-line out there, man. You 30-something, you old motherfucker now, man. It don't count. You ain't going to play 60 plays.
Okay.
Hey, dog. We got the baddest motherfucking O-line in the fucking game right now. What a motherfucker with a bad toe. Tell me how many sacks they give up.
Okay. No problem. No,
what
I'm
up,
not.
Fletcher?
No problem,
what up, Fletcher? What up, Fletcher? What up, Fletcher?
What up? Hey, hold on right quick. Hey, man, no problem. No problem, man. No problem.
That's,
if you think that any motherfucker that got a heartbeat can block me for that many motherfucking plays one-on-one, I give you my fucking game check. And I'm talking one, no fucking one. No double teams, no slides, no none of that.
Fletcher,
if you never
play
football, you don't understand it.
We got a motherfucker on the
line
ain't gave up a sack yet. Ain't dog.
Who?
Vinay Sewell ain't gave up a fucking sack.
He should have never been a fucking. He should have never been a motherfucking all pro. Lane Johnson is way better than that punk.
I don't know who the fuck Lane Johnson is. That's somebody on y'all team.
Hey, dog, I'm glad you called me, dog. Dog, I'm glad
you
called me. He got no knowledge about football.
Yeah,
I know.
He's talking about a motherfucker ain't gave up a motherfucking sack in 3 years, Lil Will. We talking about a motherfucker ain't gave up a sack in 3 years, Lil Will. Come on, man. Hey, dog, I appreciate you calling me, dog. I can't argue with this clown no more. I'm not arguing with him no more, dog. I appreciate you calling me.
Hold on. Brother B, you want to – hold up. Let Brother B say something to you, even though y'all in the same boat. Brother B, go ahead now. You got a chance. You want to say something to Fletcher? Brother B, come on. Hurry up. Now, see, that we tell Brother B to talk, he don't talk. When we don't want him to talk, he talk.
No, mute Lil Will, his line. Dog, mute Lil Will line, dog, because I can't argue him.
Hey, dog, call Bubba Dove, dog.
I want to say something, dog.
Hold on, dog. First, dog, mute Lil Will's phone because Penae Sewell can never be fucking Lane Johnson. Can never be Lane Johnson. Never.
All right. I got it.
I appreciate it, dog. He can never in his fucking life be Lane Johnson.
All right, Ricky, you want to say something?
I just want to ask Fletcher something. Fletcher.
Go ahead.
Fletcher.
What up?
Why you get on here with all your money, all your skills, all the stuff you done in 12 years of NFL football?
I've been trying to educate them. I've been trying to educate them sometimes.
Argue with somebody.
I ain't gonna let him go because that's the wrong question. Fletcher, he got his cross when he said with Fletcher money. You ain't never heard Fletcher throw up no money trying to be dead nobody else.
That ain't the point I'm trying to make, dog.
Y'all be quiet. Let Ricky go. Y'all be quiet.
Okay.
He said, coming out. Thank you, B. That's why I'm coming out. Come on.
Okay, the only thing I see is these guys are going we this, we that. Like, they got control of those football teams. Like, they got input with who's playing, who's coaching. They ain't got no say-so at all. The only person got say-so with the team is Fletcher Cox, and he's having to justify himself to them. That's what I'm saying.
But listen,
that's
though,
like
Ricky,
somebody
Ricky
said,
it ain't even about that, though.
That ain't
Ricky.
On our team as in racing. They ain't got no input on what we're doing racing. So why they
you got a point. You got a point now. You got a point. But Ricky, I look at it. I look at them. They're fans. Ricky, they're fans. They're fans.
That's because they're fans.
Right.
Exactly. You got people.
Right. No, they're fans.
And Fletcher's right. Now, if Fletcher can come on here and brag about being 10-1, Fletcher can bring his ass on here and get chewed out when they lose 8 in a row.
But listen, though, Fletcher can talk about Super Bowls. Hold on. But Fletcher, I won Super Bowls, and I've been to playoffs, and I've been to all that.
Hold on, Fletcher.
I'm closing them all up. Y'all getting out of hand. I can't control the thing there. Yeah, Fletcher is a guest, and he gets privileges as being a guest. I don't – what Ricky said, I apologize to Ricky for breaking in, but don't put Fletcher like he above nobody because he came on in August. That's why he came on, just because he got money, and he never throw that in nobody's face that I know of. So I got to say that, and I'm going to keep it real. I don't care who don't like it or not. He always been the same joker, just like he was a regular joker like us. So I'm going to open you back up, but I got to get that out and let people know that I ain't never –
Hold on, dog. But
like
hold on. Don't open it back up
like
yet, dog. Don't open it up back yet.
Okay. I ain't over.
But what I'm going to say is I do that because they're fans, and I don't mind talking a little shit. Did we stink this year? Yeah, but can't nobody, none of them on this that can argue with me can tell me, like somebody like Lil Will, like I argue with him just to argue him. He just blow hot air. They ain't never won shit since he come out of the fucking womb. Like, unless he can celebrate their wins, right? Are they successful right now? Yeah. Yeah. Right? Mac, I've been talking shit to Mac for years now. Like, I you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't bother me. Wheelchair always. Anytime I play the Falcons, we fucking smack the fucking Falcons around. Wheelchair. I don't mind talking shit with them. Truck driver, you know, Danny Boy, all them. Because Dallas ain't won shit since Cam was a baby, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, well,
I don't mind. I got shit to brag about.
Okay. Let me them do it one on one. We can't do it all collectively. I'm finna bring Brother D on. Let him make his point. Brother D, you the only one, Michael. You'll make your point now, Brother D. Your time. Come on.
Now, if Fletcher can come on here and brag about being 10-1, he can take the abuse. Not so much abuse, but he can take this flack when they give it to him for losing 8 in a row. Fletcher ain't mad. I'm a Cowboy fan. Hold on, Fletcher. I got to get this out. I'm a Cowboy fan by nature. But I'm caught in the middle myself because I really want to see you win. I just want to jawjack with you when you lose. It's all in fun to me. But don't come on here saying what Fletcher this and Fletcher that, because that's what this show was about, to give it to you when you lose it and to take it when you win. It was his turn to give it out when it was 10-1. It's his turn to take it now. Don't come and tell him about how much money he got, how many accolades he got. I don't want to hear none of that because it has nothing to do with just today.
But let me tell you something. Brother D. We lost. But when your organization don't win, listen.
But Fletcher, I understand Detroit ain't never won.
Let me tell you something. When the last time? How old are you? I'm sorry. How old are you, Brother D? How old are you?
I'm 64. I'm 64.
All right. So when the last time the Cowboys won in the game? 95?
It's been years since they won.
It's been
okay,
years
so you
since
can't,
they
we can't,
more
so we can't,
Phil,
there's no, there's nothing we can
Phil
talk about. Okay, recently, it's about what have you done for me lately.
But as a
but
fan,
since I was
a
baby,
boy, you can't tell a
I know,
fan,
but I'm,
Fletcher.
That's life,
because these
right?
Are fans talking to you.
As a Dallas Cowboys fan, hold on right quick. Let me ask you this right here. Hold on.
Ron Jaworski
okay,
won
that's
one,
true.
And then Philly won 3,000 years before y'all won again. And it's been 5 or 6 years.
Okay, but let me ask you this right here, though. Every year as a Cowboys fan.
Today is about y'all
listen,
just lost that game.
Listen, oh, I ain't tripping about that. Let me ask you this right here, though. Every year as a Cowboys fan, what happened to you every year? What happened to you? You get upset, right? They just let you down. Don't every fucking year.
I'm never upset about no football game. It's all just fun to me.
Nah, but as a fan though, you look forward to playing what they do every year. It don't matter how good the team is, how good are they? Every time they play, what they do.
Okay, we got
choke.
Hold on. You done made your point. Let me go down here to somebody that ain't been on. I didn't want to make this no argument. I'm just letting you know. I mean, you know, I like I said, do Fletcher get into special favors tickling out? You are right. But like he said, it's his job, and I didn't call. I got beat up more than Fletcher. Jessica, everybody wanted to know where your big mouth was. Now your big mouth on it. You want to say something to Fletcher, Jessica? Your mic is on, Jessica.
I'm sorry.
Just take that in.
Just don't say nothing. Just take that L and move on next year. That's all we can do.
It's still fly, Eagles, fly over here. And,
all right, there you go. Go Birds.
When Tampa – I'm on your side. When Tampa Bay, their guy pulled Jalen Hurts out on Snoopy by his helmet face mask for them points, guess that didn't get called. Could have been a game changer right there. So y'all say what you want to say. I'm going to read this from my friend who's a big-time Tampa Bay fan. She texted me that night, and she said, I was about to have you call Fletcher Cox and tell him to chill last night. He was eating us up in the third and fourth. Maybe he could go join JP3 Racing. He's scaring me. So that's coming from a Tampa Bay fan.
Nah, but you know
right
what,
there.
Though? We're 98% on Snoopy. No, we're 98% on Snoopy. 98%.
Oh, yeah. Until Tampa pulled Jalen Hurts out by his helmet, the refs missed that. 100%.
Hey, they don't get every call. They don't get every call. It's okay.
Okay. Well, all
right. Move on from there.
All right. You just made your point. Let me go back up here now. And I gotta be fair about it. I gotta let Lil.
You gotta hurry up, y'all. It's 8 o'clock. Yeah, I'm at the house.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna get.
No, I ain't talking to Lil Will. I ain't talking to Lil Will.
Fletcher, we gotta be fair. We gotta be fair. Whether we like, if he gets stupid, we ain't let nobody go too far. We gonna let you get out of here. We gotta get Lil Will. Lil Will, you got the final argument. All right,
open Lil Will up.
Yeah, come on, Will.
No, I just wanted to stand on that. When he say 11 o'clock Monday morning, that we cool with that. I'm cool with that. He got to stand on that. 11 o'clock, we canceling the morning show. We're going to see what happens.
Now, we're going to have a special blog talk show. It's going to be a special blog talk show, Lil Will. Not the morning show.
Send me the bill, dog. Send me the bill.
It's on the house. It's on the house, Fletcher. It's on the house.
All right, we good then. All right, then. I owe you breakfast then.
Right. You already owe me dinner from the last time I had to pay for your meal when you told me you left your damn credit card.
God damn. I thought you forgot about that, dog. My bad.
Yeah, I ain't forgot about that shit so that you left your damn credit card in the car. But
hey,
Fletcher, I'm going to go with it.
One question.
Hold on. I was just going to close you so I got to open it. All right, come on. Last question, Will. Last question. Come
I
on.
Gotta... Let's I got a quick one. I was arguing with a guy about when y'all play them playoff games, that's just like over extra money for y'all, overtime money. And I was talking to
a pay cut.
Okay.
So the pay cut. So y'all getting less money for playing in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
So everybody make the same amount of money.
Okay, I close.
During the playoffs, it don't matter who you are. Hold on, dog. I'm gonna clear this up. It don't matter who you are. Everybody game checks is the same in the playoffs. It don't matter who you are.
I got I got a text come in, and, you know, like I said, people asking. I try to keep it fast as I can within reason. They want to know, are you coming back next year, and are you going to get Pie Joe the back tie in the racing game?
Man, Pie Joe got the back tie, and I'm enjoying life, man. I'm a free agent. I'm enjoying life.
Okay. So you don't, at the time, you don't know, but hold on a minute. I forgot one man I didn't. Pie Joe, did you have anything for Fetcher before we get out of here? Pie Joe. Pie Joe.
No. Good. I heard what he said. He's a man of his word. So me and him at the same spot. We ain't got to argue about it. He said, I got the back time.
As long as you bring that Chevelle with that screw blower on there, you got the back time.
All right, well, I'm close. Hold up, I gotta be fair to everybody. I gotta go down here to Flopping Kid, and I think I just want to get everybody in there, Fletcher. So they go, Flop, you got anything you want to say to Big Fletch? Flop, you got anything you want to say?
Just appreciate you for what you do, being a regular person and throwing your superstar status aside and hanging with regular people and being a regular person.
That's why I enjoy the most. Honestly.
Okay, all right.
Appreciate it, Flop.
All right, well, Flop, right on. Ricky, I'm going to open you back up because I jumped on you before you finished. So, Ricky, anything you want to say? Ricky Stanbrook.
First of all, I was not meaning nothing about money. I was just meaning he's had a very successful career. He's done a lot with his career. He knows about football and everything. And you know, he knows what's going on, and he knows why they lost and stuff like that. I still like him, and like he said, hey, he's going to talk to everybody because he's kept himself grounded, and I respect him for that. That's it.
Right on. Good report, Ricky. Good report. Good report, Ricky. Good report. Juice Man, you got a thing you want to say to Big Flex before you go? Juice Man. Juice probably over there playing with himself. Juice Man. All right. Just before I get Kid will be the last one before I get – Jessica, anything you want to say to Big Flex because I know that's your man. Anything you want to say to Flex, Jessica, real quick. Because, you know, you long-winded than Brother D. Jessica.
I agree with everybody. Awesome career. We thank you for everything. Much respect that we can talk to you on this show.
Hold on. It ain't over yet. Don't say awesome career.
I mean, I'm just saying, as it's been, you've done amazing. And it's great to be at the track and just hang out and be normal people, aside from you being a football star. It's great. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. Hey, are you going to be in Bradenton this week, Fletcher? You ain't going to make it. You going to Bradenton?
I'm be Brady on my couch.
Oh, okay, brother. I got you. Hold on.
I'll be at the World Series promo.
Okay. I got you. Kids, you got the final word with Fletcher. Come on, kid.
Oh, man. Outstanding job there, Big Fletcher, in the NFL. But I'm rooting for the 49ers. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, bang, bang, nine the game. Me too.
All right, okay. Well, guys, like I said, some people might not got out what they want to got out, but, man, you know, we didn't want to make it overly argumentative. And like I said, Fletcher read my mind. Oh, Ricky, be fair with me. Ricky, I just said that, Ricky. That's why I put you back on this special. Respect yourself, Ricky. You said it. You cleaned it up, Ricky. But like Fletcher said it, and y'all didn't understand where I was coming from, but, I mean, that's that man's job. Jocking with him is one thing. But messing with him about his job after that—that's that's just it ain't right to do, and that's what—that's why I didn't call him, y'all. Not that he didn't answer. I didn't call
that's
him
a respect thing.
I didn't feel like I was supposed to call that man after he didn't got. No, that's his job. But Fletcher, you got the last words. Go ahead and close it up, and you can, after you do that, get on out of here.
Man,
I
appreciate it. I don't mind getting on his job drinking with the guys. I appreciate everybody, and every time I see that number, I answer. I know who it is.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
Like I said, dog, I appreciate it. And shoot, we're gonna talk on next Monday at loud AM Eastern Standard Time.
11 o'clock, y'all. 11 o'clock.
We're gonna go from there.
You said Monday or Sunday? Monday or Sunday, Fletcher?
Nah, dog. Monday.
You want to do it
after
Monday?
The game? No, the game at 6:30. The game at 6:30 p.m. So we gotta talk. Monday.
Okay.
Win, lose, or draw.
Do it Monday. Okay.
Win, lose, or draw.
Monday, 11
o'clock. I got the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. All right. Okay. No problem. All right.
All right.
We see you, Fletcher. Appreciate it.
All right,
bet. Care,
all right. Holler at you, bye.
All right. All right. All right. That was Big Fletcher. I'm opening everybody back up. Y'all can kick my butt or whatever. I'm opening the mics back up. I can take it. And I ain't cuss yet. I still ain't cussed. Everybody's mic is back open. I'm opening. You hear me? You hear
how about them 49ers?
Dog, I was on fucking mute. I couldn't. I was over here texting. I couldn't come off goddamn mute. My bad.
I no problem, Juice. That's your. And you know, I gave everybody a chance.
How about them Niners?
Might not have been as long as you wanted, but I gave everybody a chance.
I ain't had nothing to say, though. It's all good.
Right on. All right, everybody, mic back over. Everybody, mic back
over. How about them Niners?
Up to Porter, I'll go with a return.
Hey,
dog.
Kid. Hey, kid.
What
you
up, Flop?
You need to stop. You need to stop talking about them sorry motherfuckers all day.
Hey, big mistake, kid. Big mistake, kid. There wasn't no motherfucking flop now.
Hey, kid, they got by the skin of their motherfucking teeth.
Well, it only takes 1 point to win, Dre.
That's fine. Okay, well, hold up. I don't like to gamble this shit, but I ain't going to bet no money on it. But I'm going to say Detroit going to fuck them up because they can't play Detroit like they play Green Bay.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility.
And Green Bay is a mediocre-ass team. They wasn't even supposed to have been there. But I guarantee they play Detroit like they play fucking Green Bay.
Why you said Green Bay wasn't supposed to be there?
That was just like the Texans, them Cinderella teams, baby. We were Cinderella teams this year. We went from winning 3 games last year to winning 11 this year.
So they didn't have no business being there. Is that what you're saying?
They didn't have no business being there.
Man, get the fuck on out of here with that bullshit. They didn't have no business being there. They got there.
Hold on, man. Be quiet. Let me say what I got to say, man. Then you can talk. Goddamn, kid.
No, I wasn't talking.
Well, be quiet, man. You still talking now?
Yes, sir.
How in the hell you going to go from winning 4 games last year to come back this year? I think Green Bay went, 9-7 this year? They was a wild card team, a damn wild card team. They beat Dallas, and they damn that would be 49ers. So, like I say, that's a Cinderella-ass thing, just like us. We beat Cleveland last week, and we got beat by Baltimore this week, Cinderella team. So hell no, we weren't supposed to be there.
I don't believe in the Cinderella shit because I never knew her.
Damn, kid,
I like that nigga right there.
That was Cinderella shit, but no. If they play Detroit like they play goddamn what's my car, they'll get shit beat out of them. Watch you, I tell you. Detroit got a motherfucking defense too this year. I hate to goddamn agree with that little wheel motherfucker, but yeah, they do got a defense this year.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I can't rely on this Cinderella shit because I never knew her.
Somebody got a lot of background noise in the background, man. Just mute your phone if you don't mind, please. Please mute your phone.
You know, in my eyes, if they play the motherfucker like they played Green Bay the other day, let Green Bay lead all the way to the last couple of seconds of the game, they don't get
football.
Shit beat out of them.
Football is just like drag racing, Dre. The faster car
ain't
always got to win. Faster car ain't always got to win. Yep.
You never know what's going to happen, kid. You never know.
Yep.
A whole lot of them games.
Never know.
They went the other way. They could have went the other way and didn't.
I'm going to tell you, if they don't miss that goddamn field goal, they win the game because they would have been up by 10.
Yeah.
They sure do
though.
It should look like wrestling.
What about that?
Dre, there you go with that if shit. If the dog hadn't stopped the shit, he'd have caught the rabbit.
Damn sure would have caught it.
Yeah.
Damn sure was trying to get him, too. Yeah. Damn sure had it. Had it. Had to take a shit.
Well, like shitting, I say, kid, we shall see this Sunday, baby. That's all
That's true. Like I said, football is just like drag racing. The faster car ain't all we gotta win.
Like the Tampa Bay game. If they would have called a timeout, they could have had 30 seconds left. It's attempt something. They just let the clock run out.
They just let it run out. That's right. You never know
let it
in these situations until you get in there.
Let it run.
You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. Well, we know what he said. We know what he
did. Expired, whatever. Time elapsed.
Them goddamn Alabama Buckers, they be talking they country ass Alabama Buckers.
I understood what you said, homeboy. I fully understood it.
Well, yeah, you from Alabama, you should understand
this shit. Yeah, I know. Well, hey, Dre, if you can understand Cowboy, you ought to be able to understand anybody in the world if you can understand Cowboy.
Oh, man.
Hey, you ain't said nothing wrong. Right. I understand Cowboy talk. Hussein, I do it all, little brother. It's no problem with me.
Well, Dre, I saw that post you put up about the grudge that y'all wasn't going to go no place for the HMP. Now, how you going to talk trash, but then you ain't going to go for the one track, Dre? How you going to talk trash?
Hey, if motherfucker want us this year, they gotta come get me. I ain't going to nam motherfucker this year. They come to see me.
What track did you say, dog?
What track did you say?
Down in Houston.
I thought they closed it down.
They closed down one of the
You thought wrong.
Okay.
Wrong,
well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
So goddamn much, kid. Shit. They don't pay us to think like that, man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Now, Dre. Now, the reason I did that now, you said that, and I ain't got nothing wrong with Dre saying it, but I'm just going by what everybody else said. Bushnell said he was going to be at Bobby Cole race. Nah, that ain't HMP.
Who said that?
Bushnell.
What a dog. Come on, man. You
I'm
know
just
my
tell you what
boy,
I heard.
You know my. Well, you might have heard it. But guess what? I'm gonna wait till that time comes that y'all. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna wait till that time comes. But as far as all that
Bushnell ain't never missed a Bobby Cole race that I know of. I don't think he never missed a Bobby Cole race.
Nope.
Never said we have. But probably
you just said what y'all wasn't going nowhere for that one track. So that means that's a wrong statement or understatement. Until it happens, don't happen.
Let me tell you something. I've been around racing since I was 8 years old, right? Well, since I was 5 years old. My brother and all them did, okay? Racing is about tricking a motherfucker. I can tell y'all any goddamn thing I want.
I'm just asking the question. If you come, you come. If you don't, you come. It ain't tricking nobody.
Goddamn, I knew you had some smarts in your crazy ass.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Dre, there's nothing wrong with tricking. It's up to the person that you're trying to trick to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look, I'm trying to trick every motherfucker in the game.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But great. What you saying don't hold no water when you said we ain't going. You didn't go nowhere last year, Dre.
Oh, man.
Where was you last year?
Huh?
What other track you went to last year?
I went to Texas more than you did, Dre, and you live in Texas.
Oh, man.
I went to Dallas like two times. Like, well, kid, Fajo, my goddamn worst scared to be so flicked now. But this
just
year,
like Fajo, the juice
it,
man, or Dre.
Well,
juice
man, I got my work schedule under control now, so I'll be moving around if I decide to. But we're gonna be moving around
ain't going no goddamn way here.
Well, I heard you was the boss. You're supposed to do like bosses do.
I saw you looking for you, Dre. I ain't seen you since Bobby Cole raised your head in Memphis.
Yeah. Oh, man, that guy now, she working, baby, working. You got to take care of the grandkids I got and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It's hard on me.
All right, Dre, like I said, man. Do what you got to do, Dre.
Then I'll be getting married this year, so shit, it's going to be really hard. Bro,
you getting married?
Get what?
Hold on, man, you getting married? Oh.
Yeah.
No, quit that bullshit, man. I ain't saying nothing, man. Lord, Dre, don't do it.
Dre, folks. Make it at your mama's funeral, goddammit. Make sure she wake up and hear Everyone, you motherfuckers want to make that hard? No, make it at your mama's funeral.
Lord, have mercy.
That's a healthy heart. Hey, that horse that sound pretty healthy tonight, bro. He ain't got collar tonight. That's a healthy heart.
That motherfucker sound like he got two nuts in the soap.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got
them.
Oh man, not to trigger leak.
Yeah. Witt is in my doghouse. He's gonna get me on here to do a song and dedicate it to a certain individual, and he don't even show up for the show. He tricked me, kid.
He scammed me that time, though.
I didn't call the name, no, kid. You the one calling the name, no.
I know who it came from.
Yeah.
I'd have bet $10 for a bucket of shit. That's where it came from.
Yeah. Well, anybody got any last words? I'm finna get out of here. I'm going to let Jessica. You still out there, Jessica? I see you. Jessica. Now you want to come on. I ain't talking to you, Whit. You think you're going to come on to the end of the damn show and prolong the show. You supposed to have been on there when I early in the show. I ain't want to talk to you, man. You know what I mean?
I'm here,
you
dog.
You need to come on then. Close us out, Jessica. Get us out of here. We finna go. Close us out. Get us out of here.
Who want to talk to
Whit? I ain't talking to her. Get us out of here, Jessica.
Anybody going to Bradenton this weekend? I wish you guys all the best of luck. Safe travels. Watch that cold weather. Don't let it creep up on your tune-up. And for all you football fans, if your teams are still in the playoffs, I wish you the best of luck. And everybody have a good weekend.
All right.